Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Our number is 877-726-8255. We'll be taking some of your phone calls this hour. Also, this story, headline, ultra-processed foods do not cause obesity, says U.S. government's top diet advisors in bombshell review of current evidence. We'll do a deep dive on that story momentarily. But before that, patiently waiting on our line is Rick from Washington. How you doing, Rick?
Port Washington. How you doing, Doc?
Good. You're in Washington State? What station are you listening to?
No. Port Washington, Long Island.
Oh, Port Washington. Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, that's near my old stomping grounds in, on Long Island in Nassau County. Okay, good stuff. So what's your question?
Question is, what is the best natural oil for preventing sunburn, and is that basically going to prevent skin cancer? Is sunburn the main reason for skin cancer?
Okay, well, there's a couple of issues to unpack in that question. First of all, what have you favored in terms of your sun protection regimen?
Well, I don't see anything in Whole Foods or Trader Joe's. I've been using all these years just basically the mineral oil-based products like Banana Boat and stuff like that. I don't know what to use.
Okay. Yeah, well, mineral oil, first of all, just a mineral oil alone does not really protect against the sun. I mean, it used to be what people would slather all over themselves, coconut oil, mineral oil. These oils basically are transparent, and they even act as a lens to intensify the effects of the sun. So they don't do anything. There are other ingredients incorporated in some of these, quote, natural products. And I think the natural products are better because the chemicalized products have some disadvantages. First of all, the chemicals are potentially hazardous. And secondly, due to the approval process for these products, U.S. products only protect against one type of ultraviolet ray. And so the type that can actually cause cancer is not really shielded from your skin. So that's why I'm not a fan of conventional products. So the best sunscreens, in my opinion, are products that contain zinc oxide or products that contain titanium dioxide. Now, zinc oxide is familiar to you because, the old-fashioned lifeguards with the white noses, they use zinc oxide. And while it doesn't look great, these tiny particles really reflect the sunlight. They act as tiny mirrors that actually protect your skin from ultraviolet exposure. There's also titanium dioxide. Titanium in foods is not something I'm a fan of because I think it's damaging to the intestinal tract. But these microparticles on the skin or nanoparticles are still too large to be absorbed through the skin, and so they're not harmful, and they're simply reflective. And so I would look for natural products that contain either zinc oxide or titanium oxide. That's what I use when I go into high sun exposures, such as when I go scuba diving in the Caribbean, or on super sunny days. If I go bike riding for a long period of time, I'll put some on my nose, I'll put some on my arms, which are exposed, and that shields me from sunburns. Can't recall the last time I had any significant type of sunburn. Now, there are also some internal things you can take, and among them are things like EGCG from green tea, astaxanthin may have some sun protective effects, and it's also thought that vitamin E may have some protective effects against a sunburn as well. And perhaps because I'm so loaded up on antioxidants, that may be another reason why I'm not prone to sunburn these days. Thanks for your call, and I appreciate very much your listening to the program. All right, so this item, as promised, there's this headline in the Daily Mail, which is a UK newspaper, read internationally. Exclusive: ultra-processed foods do not cause obesity, says U.S. government's top diet advisors in a bombshell review of current evidence. So what are they talking about here? They did a review of all the studies that finger ultra-processed foods as a cause of disease, obesity, metabolic syndrome, brain disorders, you name it. Ultra-processed foods have been demonized, but suddenly U.S. government's top dietitians are exonerating them. They have found, quote, limited evidence that these foods cause people to gain weight faster than any other food after reviewing more than a dozen studies dating back to the 1990s. What they're saying, essentially, is that, you know, eating an apple or eating a donut, they're equivalent as long as they deliver the same amount of calories. Here's what I have to say about that. This is an example of analysis paralysis. It's an example of where the science defies common sense. There are so many studies to date that suggest that ultra-processed foods have been responsible for our soaring rates of obesity and with all kinds of artificial ingredients, with high fructose corn syrup, with seed oils, with appetite-enhancing chemicals, and with attractive dyes to make them look more yummy. Including, by the way, titanium dioxide. Titanium dioxide, widely used in foods, can damage the intestine. You can put it in a sunscreen, but you shouldn't put it inside you. So, this is also an example of a science dictum, which is as follows. Absence of proof is not proof of absence. So what they're saying basically here is, well, you know, they've rigorously examined all these studies, and the studies do not conclusively demonstrate that it's ultra-processed foods. Another example might be, have we done a double-blind placebo-controlled trial of the efficacy of parachutes to prevent death when people jump from planes? Probably not the best idea. It's abundantly clear that parachutes work, save lives. We do not need to test that proposition. So numerous studies have suggested that ultra-processed foods are what's driving our epidemics and pandemics of degenerative disease. For example, a 2023 study from Imperial College in London found the more ultra-processed foods people reported eating, the more likely they were to develop all types of cancer. Obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and mental health have been linked to consumption of ultra-processed foods. And yet, our health officials, the same folks who formulate our dietary guidelines, the U.S. Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, have issued a report saying that probably no biggie here, ultra-processed foods are okay. In contrast to that, this is a courageous legislator from Florida, Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna. She's introduced bills to ban food dyes and high fructose corn syrup The Do or Die Act, it's kind of a play on words, the Do or Die Act and the Stop Spoonfuls of Fake Sugar Act seek to restrict toxic food dyes like red dye number 40 and yellows number 5 and 6 and the use of high fructose corn syrup in foods produced in the United States. They are intended to amend the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act to classify foods containing these ingredients to be adulterated. She says, quote, "It is time that we stop allowing unaccountable corporations and the complicit Food and Drug Administration to poison our families. Far too many Americans are suffering needlessly from type 2 diabetes, prediabetes, and mental health conditions as a result of artificial and harmful ingredients that are in nearly every refrigerator and pantry in our country." Congressman Luna continues, "Not only are we consuming spoonfuls of high fructose corn syrup every day, but many of the foods and snacks we consume have dyes linked to an alarming number of health conditions." Now, realistically, no way, no how is this going to get passed, given the nature of corporate America's influence on Congress and the stasis that we see in our national administration and in our Congress. But she's fighting a good fight, and she's bringing up an important issue, and hopefully this will eventually lead to efforts to curtail our intake of these harmful substances. Hey, you know, guess what? We got rid of trans fats from the U.S. diet. For the most part, they've been banned. They were ultra harmful. So maybe we got a shot at this. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
We all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect. To reach new levels of calm and contentment, check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold for when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Reserve Collection.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
It's not just businesses that need to be aware of hackers.
There's nothing on the horizon showing that cybersecurity and cyber threats are slowing down. In fact, they're accelerating and becoming more expensive and more sophisticated.
That's Michael Castro, founder of RiskAware, experts in cybersecurity for small and medium-sized businesses, startups, and not-for-profits.
Most of this comes by the way of email threats, email being the number one threat vector for organizations of all sizes. And typically, we see this coming through phishing emails, which, when not dealt with effectively, can lead to ransomware, malicious malware, or other types of fraud activities.
Whether it's big or small, protect your organization. RiskAware.io has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
This is your host, Herb Cohen, and if you're a high school principal, executive director, teachers and guidance counselors, our CEOs and business owners want to meet your high school and GED students to introduce them to earn and grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. If you're a high school principal, executive director, teacher, or guidance counselor, our CEOs and business owners want to meet your high school and GED students to introduce them to earn and grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. Why? Because together we formed this nonprofit, realworldleaders.org, that's realworldleaders.org, to help introduce high school and GED students to our CEOs to be introduced to earn and grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. Simply email us at info@realworldleaders.org. That's info@realworldleaders.org to help us introduce your high school and GED students to our CEOs.
Have you heard of annuities? Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying one in the next 60 days? Do you know how to best secure your financial future with an annuity? Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons. We have for you a free book on maximizing your income in retirement. It's from Silac Insurance, one of the nation's leading financial firms. That's right, it's free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Get ready to write a number down. This free book unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We have 1,000 of these ready to give away today. So please call Silac Insurance right now. 800-250-8624. 800-250-8624. 800-250-8624. That's 800-250-8624.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. We're number 877-726-8255. We've got callers. Barbara, welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. I have a question. I bought a new Omega-3 that I'm afraid to take because along with the DHA and EPA, it has DPA. Now, mm-hmm. I'm on Xarelto, and I've had AFib in the past. I have to be careful.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, there's a couple of things in that question. One is, you know, what is DPA, and why might it be included in a fish oil product, and is it beneficial or potentially harmful? So it actually is an intermediate between EPA and DHA. When the body converts EPA into DHA, it goes through a phase where there's DPA. And so in the flesh of some fish, especially salmon, in addition to the stuff that we recognize, EPA, DHA, there's some DPA. And so there's some controversy over whether DPA is beneficial. It's certainly not harmful, but is it like something that we really want to isolate and take extra of? And the answer is unclear. It actually, in some studies, the amount of DPA that you find in cell membranes does not correlate with cardiovascular prevention. On the other hand, there's some other studies that show that DPA may be therapeutic. So, okay, when it comes to atrial fibrillation, there is and as I mentioned earlier, there was a caller who called about the controversy about fish oil and atrial fibrillation. There are some studies that suggest that fish oil increases the risk of atrial fibrillation, but the magnitude of that increase is tiny. Some studies show it, some studies don't, so it's not something that is on the order of it doubles your risk or triples your risk. It may increase your risk by single-digit percentage, resulting in maybe a few dozen or a score of additional cases of atrial fibrillation per year in healthy persons who then develop atrial fibrillation. But it's unclear. When you already have atrial fibrillation, it's actually been shown that fish oil is protective against stroke and against heart attack. And that's in the very self-same study that showed that fish oil might somewhat increase the risk of atrial fibrillation. It actually showed that if you already have atrial fibrillation, it may be beneficial. Does it have unique blood thinning effects when you're already on Xarelto? And the answer is no. Studies have confirmed that while Xarelto is a blood thinner, that fish oil doesn't amp up the blood thinning effects of blood thinners. In fact, it may reduce the risk of bleeding complications. Paradoxically, something's going on that helps it put the brakes on excessive bleeding episodes. So while doctors may get confused about this, they know that fish oil is a bit of a blood thinner, and they say, well, you're already in a blood thinner, don't take fish oil. And then there's that atrial fibrillation study. And I would recommend that you continue moderate intake, you know, a capsule or two of fish oil, including DHA, EPA, and some DPA. DPA is not something to be worried about. Let's take a call from Brian in Queens, New York. How are you doing, Brian?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Hi. Really quickly, I just went to my primary care physician for a physical. He did a CBC. I said, if you could, on my CBC doctor, if you could check my D3 level, he asked me why. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, he's asked me this before. I said, well, there are studies indicating that higher than what previously thought to be normal D3 levels can protect you against viruses, colds, flus, and so forth.
Yeah.
And I said, there are studies in Europe that...
Are you talking about D as in dog? D, vitamin D, right?
D3, yes, D3.
Yeah, okay.
So he said to me, there are no studies. So I didn't say anything. I said, okay. And so when I got home in his inbox, NYU Langone, I put a study in from Germany. It's distant, 2010, but it's a study in Germany that indicates benefit to the person's molecular structure was previously thought to be higher than normal D3 levels. So I didn't say anything. I just put the article in his inbox and said, okay, you don't believe me. I sent you an article that indicates I'm right. I just wonder, what's your thought on that, Dr. Hoffman?
Well, my thought of it is, unfortunately, you know, if you're not up on it, you're down on it. Doctors don't recognize the benefits of vitamin D. There are quite a lot of studies, especially in the wake of COVID, that show that vitamin D, low levels are permissive of COVID, higher levels and even supplementation may reduce the risk of bad endpoints with COVID. So there you have it. I think doctors are just missing the boat on this subject.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver until now. Science behind CaliCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaliCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaliCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%. Cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaliCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaliCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaliCurb.com. That's CaliCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaliCurb.com. coupon code DH10 for Calicur.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at AuthorityPM.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. There have been a lot of claims that lifestyle can slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. Well, now we have a study, and I'll tell you about it in just a moment, but first, 877-726-8255. We have a caller, Brad from Maine. How you doing, Brad?
I'm fine, doctor. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I'm trying to control my cholesterol, which is a little bit high, and I'm wanting to add three supplements that I think might be valuable, and I wanted your opinion on them.
Okay, so back up first of all. It's not always imperative to control your cholesterol. I mean, we've been really propagandized by, especially via the advent of statin drugs, that we must, in every instance, get our cholesterol below a certain threshold. Now, sometimes that's applicable, and sometimes it's not. So, what's your cholesterol, and do you know whether you have high cardiovascular risk?
Yes, I believe I do. My LDL is up around 150, I think, maybe.
That's a little high, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, total cholesterol. And my ApoB and my the other one, I can't remember now. But they're all elevated to a point
right,
where the doctor would probably want to put me on statins, but I've been holding off on that.
You've been reluctant. So the decider on that is get an imaging study. It's called a coronary artery calcium screening or EBT heart scan to assess whether you have the beginnings of a progression of calcium deposition in your arteries, i.e. atherosclerosis. And, you know, to tell you an example, it's a personal example. You know, my cholesterol runs a little high. My LDL is not that high. My HDL is good. I'm at a good weight. I'm non-diabetic. I'm non-hypertensive, and I'm very physically active, and I don't have that much of a family history of heart disease. You know, I posed the question at the age of 65, am I progressing towards cardiovascular disease? Well, I had the test. My score was zero. Zero scores don't invariably predict that you will not get cardiovascular disease, but only 3% of people with a zero score get cardiovascular disease. Well, that's pretty low. So that would be the decider. If you were coming to see me in the office, that's what I would ask. I would say, well, let's get a test. Oh, you know, you don't have any plaque. Well, why lower your cholesterol? You seem to be doing fine. Alternatively, oh, my goodness, you have a score in the hundreds. You really need to lower your cholesterol. Now, I have to take issue sometimes with people who say, I don't want to take a statin, but I want to take a supplement that will lower my cholesterol, because I think that statins actually have been demonstrated to have some efficacy in terms of preventing heart disease. So why not take an all-of-the-above approach? If you really need to, and I'm not sure you need to. What are you considering taking in terms of supplements?
Well, Alma is one, and there's a thing called Kapos Alma, which I think is a proprietary.
I have no idea what that is. Alma is a girl's name. I don't know what supplement that is.
It's an herb. So we can move on to the next one. The next one is Sidefenol. Have you heard of Sidefenol?
Yeah, that's a plant sterol. And plant sterols have been shown to lower cholesterol. But there's also some evidence that high intake of plant sterols may go into a pathway that can cause atherosclerosis. So I'm not the biggest fan of plant sterols. They were in these so-called, health margarines, you know, that contain plant sterols and stanols to interfere with cholesterol absorption. But, you know, you're not going to get – you will lower your cholesterol with those things, but you may not get the protective effect. You know, not everything that lowers cholesterol lowers cardiovascular disease. A case in point is niacin. Niacin can lower your cholesterol, but according to studies – I mean, I got to agree ultimately with the science – it's not been shown to be that protective against heart attacks and strokes. So anyway, keep going.
Yep. The other – the last one, I read just recently read a study – that says vitamin K2 in the form of MK7 at 180 milligrams is very heart protective.
Okay, so that's different. You know, and I would recommend an all-of-the-above approach. You know, with or without a statin, you might take vitamin K2, you might take fish oil, you might take some additional magnesium, you might take olive leaf extract, you might take nitric oxide support pills made from beets. You might take kaolic aged garlic extract. These are some of the things that I would take. And whether or not they lower cholesterol, they do have a protective effect. I think some of them do. For example, kaolic has been shown to lower cholesterol as well as lower blood pressure. But it's also been shown to affect the endpoint, which is to slow the progression of plaque deposition in your arteries. So, I mean, look, I think you might need a bit of a tune up from a nutritionally oriented physician to decide if indeed you need to be on a medication. That's something that can be determined. But it's not a bad idea to undertake all the other preventive measures, because you are a male who is at risk with a little bit of a high cholesterol. But get your arteries imaged so we can really find out how much at risk you are. I think that would be useful. All right. Great call. Eileen, is it Eileen in Michigan? Yeah, my screen disappeared for a minute. It's Eileen in Michigan. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I could be doing better. I'm a little nervous, but I'm calling about GERD. I was told quite a number of years ago, like maybe over 10 years ago, that I have GERD. Mm-hmm. And my gastro doctor wanted me to take, of course, PPIs for the rest of my life.
Bad idea.
I was you know, I read about the side effects, and I was very leery about it. So I was just taking some Tums here and there, and now she wants me to at least take Pepcid every day.
Well, Pepcid is a milder medication, but, you know, I got to say that dealing with GERD is a matter of, you know, looking at your diet. You know, there's certain foods that are irritants. Some people find that a low-carb diet can be very beneficial for GERD because it's the gas production in your intestine that comes from fermentable carbohydrates. One of the things that you can take is DGL lozenges, which are very soothing to the esophagus. There's also a nice product called Endofen, which we like, which has anti-inflammatory effects in the esophagus and the stomach. So, yeah, there's all too much in the way of this prescribing of these PPIs. And I think with the side effects of PPIs, including magnesium deficiency and higher risk of pneumonia, higher risk of kidney problems, even higher risk of dementia, that this is not a great idea long term. Short term, yeah, maybe, you know, if there's severe inflammation or an ulcer, yeah, take it for 90 days. But long term, these are not great to take. All right, and speaking of magnesium, a very important mineral because it plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, as well as supporting restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems, hundreds of them. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. And so many Americans take PPI medications, for example, ulcer and GERD medications, ultra-processed foods, which are bereft of minerals, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach. It doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. And use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com. We really want our intelligent medicine listeners to try it because it's gentle on the stomach, well-tolerated, and it delivers magnesium. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium. So this item. I mentioned earlier that it is, according to epidemiological evidence, in other words, you look at populations who are on good diets, healthy lifestyles, who exercise, don't smoke, et cetera, there is a lowered risk of Alzheimer's disease. But what's missing are prospective trials. In other words, take two groups, a control group who's doing whatever they want, and a group of people who are doing all the right things, and over time, is their Alzheimer's disease slowed? Just such a study was done by Dean Ornish, MD. Now, I have issues with Dean Ornish because Dean Ornish is a vegan guy, and he's dyed-in-the-wool vegetarian, and I think that that precludes other healthful ways of eating. I don't necessarily think that that is a panacea for all manner of degenerative disease. Nevertheless, credit to him for doing such a study. He did a study many years ago, must have been 30 years ago, on cardiovascular disease, demonstrating that a vegetarian diet along with exercise and meditation slowed the progression of cardiovascular disease. A small study, but nonetheless a milestone study. Now he's turned his attention to Alzheimer's disease, and the results are interesting. They took a bunch of individuals who had mild cognitive impairment or early dementia, and they put them on a 20-week multimodal intervention program involving vegetarian diet, meditation, moderate exercise. They weren't going crazy. And what they found is that there was a significant slowing in the progression of their cognitive decline. And also, there was a change in a marker, which is associated with Alzheimer's disease. It's a blood test that looks for plasma amyloid beta. And plasma, this is not a test that you can easily get. It's not like cholesterol or HDL or hemoglobin A1C. It's a test used in experimental settings to evaluate risk for Alzheimer's disease. Eventually, it may be mainstreamed as a way of predicting Alzheimer's disease, but it's not in common use. Anyway, in this group, average age 73.5, they found that indeed, in a relatively short period of time, 20 weeks, there was a slowing in the progression of plasma beta amyloid, as well as slight improvements in cognitive performance with this regimen. So, you know, kudos to Dr. Ornish for attempting to prove that lifestyle is a potent intervention against neurodegenerative disease. I believe it is, and obviously more research has to be conducted along these lines. 877-726-8255, our number for Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
During 2016, 2020, Donald Trump was never ahead in the national polling. But what do you think that means for his coattails? What does that mean in terms of Senate and House?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We've heard of government boondoggles before. We've had scandals like Solyndra, which got enormous government funding and then went belly up. There's also some criticism that this administration is using the military as a place of social experimentation. And here is an interesting case study on how that might proceed in the food realm. Headline, Pentagon wants to feed troops, quote, experimental lab-grown meat to reduce their CO2 footprint. The Pentagon now believes that climate change is a priority for the military. And, you know, when they're blowing up all kinds of stuff, I guess that's not good for climate change. But they want to feed their troops lab-grown meat because lab-grown meat will reduce the amount of cow belching that will cause methane to be released into the atmosphere. There is a $450 million grant that has been awarded to a company called BioMade, which is investigating how novel cell culture methods suitable for the production of cultivated meat and protein or lab-grown meat can be undertaken on a large scale. The product is still in its experimental phases. That's $500 million in cold cash that's going into meat substitutes. And we haven't demonstrated the feasibility of these things, much less their nutrient value, whether they can be made scalable, because their cost is enormous now. I mean, as expensive as steak is, you know, try and buy a steak, you know, you're going to be out $30 or $40 for a decent-sized steak for two people. This stuff can cost hundreds of dollars because it's not yet at a point where they're growing it at scale. And by the way, some contamination in a plant can destroy a whole lot. It's very hard to do this under sterile conditions. So according to a spokesperson of the Center for Environment and Welfare, a consumer group that analyzes emerging markets such as bioengineered meat, taxpayer dollars should not be used to fund the lab-grown meat sector. Our troops deserve better than to be served lab-grown meat produced in bioreactors with immortalized cells and chemicals. So this is a step beyond Impossible Burger. This is actually cultured meat grown in vats. Think Soylent Green. If you're tired, well, you can join the cadre of tens of millions of Americans who are. It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. And as you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. The cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging and could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. I've read the studies. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, well, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-factor for years personally, and I prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. That's NTFactor.com. All right, we're hearing a lot about misinformation, disinformation. They're trying to be arbiters of the information that you can receive. There's concern about fake news, particularly in the health realm. And that's why I have spearheaded a campaign against the effort to curtail our access, our freedom of choice in terms of the health information we consume. FreeSpeechForHealth.org is the place to go. Here's a study, interesting study. Interventions against misinformation also increase skepticism toward reliable sources. In other words, efforts to say this or that or the other thing is misinformation can backfire. They cause people to distrust all information, even legitimate information. The study was conducted by the Universities of Zurich, California, and Warsaw, and it shows that efforts to curb misinformation and disinformation have given rise to an unintended paradox. The very tools used to combat misinformation are fomenting distrust in all news, including from reliable sources. FreeSpeechForHealth.org is the place to go to register your disapproval. That's a campaign that I'm helping to spearhead. All right, well, thanks very much for joining us. And remember, if you're looking for supplements, drhoffmanstore.com is the place to go. You can also follow us on Twitter, now known as X, and on Facebook. We have podcasts throughout the week, and you can subscribe to our newsletter. Thanks for joining us.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and...
Elevate your Bandaloop viewing experience in celebration of the Sundial Bridge's 20th anniversary with Turtle Bay's VIP ticketed viewing parties taking place during the Bandaloop morning and evening performances on both Friday, June 28th and Saturday, June 29th. Individual tickets as well as tables for eight include admission into the VIP garden area with the best reserved views of the Bandaloop shows, plus food and drinks served by Mosaic Restaurant during the evening performances. Buy tickets now for the VIP experience at celebrate20.com/VIP.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is
here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Details are being finalized for Thursday's presidential debate in Atlanta. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
In the earliest general election debate in the modern era, Joe Biden and Donald Trump will face each other for 90 minutes in a CNN TV studio with no audience. Late last week, a coin flip determined that the president would stand at the podium to the viewer's right, while the former president would deliver the final closing statement. One of the new ground rules in this debate is that each candidate's microphone will be muted except when it's his turn to speak. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some Republicans are calling on President Biden to take a drug test ahead of Thursday's debate. In an interview with Fox, Texas Congressman Ronny Jackson said he wrote a letter to the White House demanding the president be tested for performance-enhancing drugs. He cited Biden's fiery State of the Union speech, claimed the president was in rare form and may have been on something. Speaking at a Faith and Freedom Coalition conference Saturday, President Trump expressed support for Louisiana's new law that requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in public schools.
Who likes the Ten Commandments, by the way, going up in the schools? They think it's such a bad thing. I said, has anyone read the Thou Shalt Not Steal? Thou Shalt... I mean, has anybody read this? Incredible stuff. It's just incredible. They don't want it to go up.
Federal authorities have offered a reward for information about those responsible for igniting a pair of New Mexico wildfires that killed two people and destroyed hundreds of homes. The FBI offered up to $10,000 for information in connection with the South Fork Fire and the Salt Fire in southern New Mexico, which forced thousands to evacuate. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there's lots of things you can try. You know, tough it out. Bite the bullet. Grin and bear it. Or you can try something that has helped so many other people. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, a daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that address the inflammation where it starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time, it helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. Wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joints, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind over matter approach. Try a Relief Factor instead. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800 the number for relief and save on your first order. That's 1-800 the number for relief. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Chicago's response to an influx of illegal immigrants stirs longstanding frustrations among black residents who disagree with the Biden administration's policies.
Chicago is one of several big American cities grappling with a surge of immigrants. The Republican governor of Texas has been sending them by the busloads to highlight his grievances with the Biden administration's immigration policy. Chicago spent more than $300 million to provide aid to thousands of new migrants. The speed with which these funds were marshaled has prompted black Chicagoans to ask the city to do more for their communities that have faced decades of neglect. The outcry over migrants in Chicago and other large Democrat-led cities is having wide implications in an election year. The Biden administration is now advocating a more restrictive approach to immigration in its negotiations with Republicans in Congress. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Another violent pro-Hamas event in Los Angeles. A pro-Hamas crowd targeted a synagogue and were met with people carrying Israeli flags. A verbal confrontation turned physical. Police responded in riot gear. News and analysis at townhall.com. The uptick in the markets has investors at careful risk.
Wall Street's climb to record highs has come with conspicuously little volatility. The S&P 500 has gone 377 days without a 2.05% sell-off. That's the longest stretch for the benchmark since the Great Financial Crisis. The index hasn't experienced a gain of at least 2.15% in that time either. This market lull comes as investors pile into mega-cap tech stocks, such as NVIDIA, amid bets that artificial intelligence will boost profits. Year-to-date, the S&P 500 is up more than 14%. Ron Taylor reporting.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds issues a disaster proclamation for more than 20 counties after severe flooding took a toll on northern parts of the state. Emergency sirens went off early Saturday morning in the town of Rock Valley, alerting residents to evacuate the area. Some cities in the region saw nearly 6 inches of rain within 24 hours. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
We have a loaded program for you here today with my friend and special guest in studio, Christina Strickland. She's the managing partner of the Glenn team at Infinitas. And Christina, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right. And I guess Bruce is traveling right now, so you said, hey, I want to be on the radio. Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, I made him travel so that I could be here.
Oh, well, see, there we go. All right. Perfect, perfect. And if you have questions for Christina, again, with the Glenn team, at Infinitas, it's 913-563-7327, and you can call from anywhere in the country. They have clients all around America, actually, 913-563-7327. And, Christina, I wanted to let you know we've added a new affiliate broadcasting partner, KBYR 700 AM, as well as 88.5 FM and 100.1 FM, all in the Anchorage, Alaska market. And that's pretty cool. It began airing last Saturday, June the 15th, and thank you for including us in your broadcast lineup, and welcome to the Senior Care Broadcasting Network, and welcome to the family. Christina, we're on in Alaska. How about that? That's pretty cool.
I love it. Steve, I think the next live show we do should be in Alaska.
I hear it's beautiful. I've not been to Alaska. I've heard it's absolutely beautiful. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
The summertime would be great in Alaska.
Yeah, we can get out of this heat. So. So anyway, okay, well, today our theme with Christina is financial family matters, and that this is going to be a great topic. So let's just jump right in. I think most people have heard of financial planning, but what about you're wanting to talk about family financial planning. So what is that?
Yeah, great question. So I think when we think about financial planning, it's so easy to think about myself or my spouse in our lifetime, but really, we're looking at more and more Americans are viewing things through generational lens. So what does financial planning look like for my parents? What does it look like for myself? What does it look like for my kids, for my future grandkids? So just really taking the whole 360-degree picture of the entire family and no longer just me wanting to retire at a certain age and the rest of my life. How does that impact my kids, nieces and nephews, things like that?
It has a ripple effect, right?
Absolutely.
And financial matters apply to everyone from a newborn, and you might be contributing to college funds, and someone who is 70 years old and retired, and will my money last, and everything in between.
Absolutely. I think that it's kind of funny because people think about parenting or all different examples all over the country of, I want to do it just like that, or I want to do the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. And financial planning is the same way. I either want to do it just like my parents did, or I don't want to repeat their mistakes. But also, again, if I know that my cup is full, I want to make sure that my family is blessed by the actions that I have taken. So if, as an individual, if you are making smart decisions, that could change the trajectory of your family for generations.
Change the family tree right there.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yep, I love that. So can grandparents or maybe even great-grandparents help in an overall plan for the younger generations?
Yeah, there's so many ways that grandparents and great-grandparents can help with younger generations. They can do things like contributing to college accounts, or, though, what is even more common is that if you're not sure that a minor in your family is going to go to college, which is absolutely acceptable, we need people in trades, we need skilled labor, we need all of those things to make our society work, grandparents and great-grandparents can still contribute to the younger generation by still helping them save for they're going to have a first-time home purchase.
Yep.
They're going to need a car. They're going to need braces, things like, I mean, we all know people are expensive. So anything we can do to help add to that. But also more than just maybe not always specifically giving funds for the benefit of a next generation, also, though, the way a grandparent or a great-grandparent treats their own finances. Because if those assets are going to be left to their children or their grandchildren, they need to be considering, how are those funds taxed? What are the estate implications? So it may be actually giving money to the next generation, but it could also be, I'm not giving you money in my lifetime, but I'm making sure that my stuff is in order so that when I am fortunately no longer here, the next generation is still set up for success through my actions.
And that could get real complicated real fast.
Absolutely. It's a full-time job for sure.
Yeah. All right. So what are some non-retirement goals that people should consider?
Absolutely. So big things, purchasing a first-time home or a vacation home, paying for college, paying for a car. We also see more and more, it's not specific to retirement, but it is the most expensive part of retirement, is health care. So all sorts of vehicles and goals that people need to be saving for, way more than just, hey, when I'm retired, I'm going to need X amount of dollars every month. That's certainly a part of the picture, but we're seeing that that piece is becoming a smaller and smaller consideration compared to the rest of financial planning.
You know, and non-retirement goals, and you had mentioned healthcare, 70% of us, whether we like it or not, will require and have to pay for long-term care at some point in our life. And so, and obviously I'm talking about people who are a little bit older, maybe not, you know, 16-year-old, but so the healthcare responsibilities and upcoming costs, they're enormous.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that I like about planning for the entire family, is because normally when you think about parents, grandparents, they tend to be so focused on taking care of other people. And what I think people don't realize is that you are genuinely taking care of the rest of your family by making sure that you have a plan for that long-term care situation, that you're not going to have to go live at home, or that they're not going to have to pay for your long-term care. And so it is, again, maybe I'm not giving you money, but I'm making sure that I'm also not going to create an undue burden for you either, so that you're also made whole, if that makes sense.
It does. And one real good example is, you know, I've heard so many adults. So I work in the business of senior care, and so I have all of these stories. But one of the stories is, I planned to pay for my care so that my son or my daughter doesn't have to come over and give me a bath. That's just not going to happen. I would be humiliated. It would be a horrible situation. I know they would come over and do that for me because they love me, but the bottom line is they don't, because I plan for that.
Right. And so not only do they not have to do that, but also they don't have to put off saving for their own retirement or saving for their children to go to college or their children to help with a down payment on a house or to help with a wedding, whatever it is, right? There's only so many dollars, and the dollar can only be split so many ways. And so I am doing my job as a family leader and making sure that I'm being a good steward with my dollars so that I don't put any need or burden on the other dollars. I meet with so many people that are getting ready to retire that quite frankly don't have enough saved for retirement. And one of the number one reasons is they had to help somebody else out.
Yep.
So anything we can do to help the entire family look at the whole picture, that's where you're going to see more efficient uses of your funds.
And sometimes you have to make some tough decisions and have a little bit of tough love. I'm working with the family right now, and mom and dad are in pretty good shape, but they're paying a lot of money for a son. They're paying everything for him. And I'm like, it's not my business, but why are you doing that? You can't be doing that. Now, he's going to have to stand on his own 2 feet. So there's going to be some tough love there so that they can afford their care in their senior years.
Yeah, I think one of the big sayings that everyone has heard is you can't pour from an empty cup. You have to make sure that you are wholly able to do what you need to do. And then if you are just living in abundance and you'd like to help out, by all means, go ahead. But not at the risk of you having what you need in your lifetime. Yep. That should always be your number one priority.
Yep, pay yourself first.
Absolutely.
What about those who are nearing retirement? What steps do they need to make?
Yeah, so if you're nearing retirement, thinking through things, how much cash am I going to need each month in retirement? How are those taxed? Also, what would happen to my beneficiaries? How would the assets flow to the next generation? What would the tax implications for them be? Those are definitely important things to think about.
So you can't just think, I'm going to give the money away. You have to think about the taxes. And for you, for them, sometimes maybe there's a limit on how much you can gift. And that you could, again, you could cause a pretty negative ripple effect, and only part of your money is going to make it to where you wanted it to go.
Yeah, I think the worst thing is a negative consequence that nobody knew about. It's one thing if you intentionally decided to do things the way you wanted to do them. But if you're doing so because you don't know any better, that's when it's sad, quite frankly, and we want everyone to be educated and make well-informed decisions that work for them and their family.
It's all about the information, and knowledge is power, and if this is catching your attention, like I think it is, and you're like, wait a minute, I haven't had these discussions with my financial advisor. Maybe you haven't heard from your financial advisor in months or years. I would invite you to reach out to Christina and the Glenn team at Infinitas, maybe for a second opinion. Check these folks out. They are fantastic with what they do, which is managing money and wealth planning. 913-563-7327. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. Insurance is not a factor when creating a comprehensive financial plan. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
During 2016, 2020, Donald Trump was never ahead in the national polling. But what do you think that means for his coattails? What does that mean in terms of Senate and House?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Insurance is not a factor when creating a comprehensive financial plan. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Christina? Why is that statement false?
Absolutely. Insurance is a huge part of your financial planning because when you're younger, you're just starting out, insurance is going to be how you're going to pay off debts. If heaven forbid something happens to one of you, how do you pay off that house? How do you get those kids through school or through weddings, whatever's going on? So in the beginning, insurance is the stopgap of, hey, I don't have enough saved yet to make sure that my family would be okay if something happened to me without my income. So in the beginning, insurance is very much the Band-Aid. Then once you've saved enough, insurance then becomes more of a tax strategy. How am I going to leave funds to my family? Or also insurance can be used as a way to pay for long-term care. And so it at the beginning is an emergency. Oh, no. What happens if? Thank God I have insurance. And then it becomes a, well, I can use insurance to pay for some of these expenses in retirement, or I can use insurance to leave money to somebody tax-free. So later on, it's more about being strategic with what you're doing.
Strategic. It matters. That's
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely. We're speaking with Christina Strickland, managing partner of the Glenn team at Infinitas. Her number is 913-563-7327. You can call that from anywhere in the country. And Christina, you have, you and Bruce and the team, you have clients in almost every state.
Yeah, I think we're just missing maybe like New Jersey or something,
okay.
Some random New England state. No offense to New Jersey,
right.
But I think that's the one we're missing.
Yeah, we need someone to relocate to New Jersey so we can check that box.
Absolutely.
That's 913-563-7327. And so, Christina, sticking with the insurance theme there, so what types of insurance would you recommend people have to mitigate that financial risk?
Absolutely. So like I said earlier in the beginning, insurance becomes just the Band-Aid.
And that would be life insurance?
That would be like a term life insurance. Of,
yeah.
You know, I just bought a house. I have a 30-year mortgage. So I need to make sure for the next 30 years, whoever is dealing with what happened, heaven forbid something happens to me, they need to be able to pay off the house.
Yep.
So in the beginning, it starts out as just term. But then again, later on in life, it can be, how am I going to pay for long-term care? So what is very popular is a life insurance policy with a long-term care rider.
Yep.
So what's going to happen is either I use the dollars to pay for my own long-term care, or my beneficiaries got it when I passed away. So no matter what, the money is being used in an important way. It's just, are you using it for your own care, or is it helping your family settle things after, again, unfortunately, you're no longer around?
In a combination policy like that, I like it. I generally like my insurance a little more specific, but I do like that combination policy because it overcomes the hurdle or the question of, well, Steve, what if I pay all this money and I don't use it? Well, first of all, you just won the lottery because you're part of the 30% that didn't need long-term care. And so if you are that person, you did not waste the money because when you pass away, there's a life insurance benefit that goes on to your beneficiary.
Yeah, I love it for that reason because that's why I don't love standalone long-term care is because what if you don't use it? This I love because if you don't use it, somebody in your family will, or some nonprofit charity that you want to bless. You know, how cool would it be if all of a sudden tomorrow the KC Pet Project was enormously blessed because someone had a life insurance policy?
I was thinking the same thing. It's got to go to a dog shelter.
It has to, of course.
Absolutely. So, Christina, if there's one thing your family needs to know, one thing, what is that?
Your family needs to know what your plan is, what makes up that plan. So, for example, my husband always makes fun of me because every year on my birthday, I update our document that says, hey, look, I have these insurance policies. We have these retirement accounts. The kids have these college accounts because there's normally, in most partnerships, there's normally one person that is really with it and really on top of those things. And then there's normally someone who is not as excited to talk about those things.
Yep.
typically, right? Yeah,
right.
And so the thing is, they need to know the plan because here's the deal. Planning for retirement, planning for estate planning, planning for long-term care, planning to take care of your next generation, all of those things take time and energy and effort. And if you're like me, they're fun, but for some people, that's not fun. Don't do all of that work to have a good plan for the future and then let it just fall apart because you didn't communicate it.
Mm.
What's the plan? Where is it? Who would I call? If heaven forbid I got the worst phone call in the world tomorrow, what would I even do? And so I'll tell you a story. We have a family member, a distant relative, that we'd never really talked about this type of stuff before.
Yep.
She had a family member die. It was her husband. Her husband died. She didn't even know where to go to the bank. And so,
because he handled everything.
He handled everything. And so one of the first conversations was, immediately we have to go to the funeral home and we have to make funeral arrangements. Well, one of the things that funeral homes are going to ask you is, how are you going to pay for this?
Yep.
And so
it's going to be pretty expensive.
So. It is going to be. And so it's, we'll go to the bank. Find out how much you have in your checking account. The very next question was, well, which bank do I go to? And they lived in a small town, but there's eight or nine banks in that town.
Oh, my.
She literally drove to every single bank.
Oh.
Do I have an account with you? She had no idea. And so, and I hate that story, but I also love that story because so many people can learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people can say, okay, now I know. I need my plan. I need to know what it is. And I need to make sure that those around me know as well.
You just woke up a whole bunch of people right there. Because there's always one person that's kind of more in charge of this kind of stuff than another, just like you said. And if God forbid, if that person died, where are all these parts of our plan? What bank is it? Where's our investment or investments? And who does our taxes and all of this stuff?
Well, and here's the deal. Those are important things that you need to know. But at that time in your life, I have witnessed this myself and walked through it with so many people, you're also mourning the loss of a very important person in your life.
Yep.
So you are quite probably in the lowest emotional state that you might be dealing with this profound loss.
Oh.
And on top of that, you have to figure out this financial question. I can't imagine a worse situation for someone to be in.
Absolutely. That just woke up a lot of people, guaranteed. What about if you are in retirement already? Are there changes that need to be made to the overall plan at that point?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing if you're in retirement already is making sure that your beneficiaries are up to date, making sure everyone is included, and then also just knowing what's going to happen to your beneficiaries from a tax standpoint, make sure that what you have is not going to create a huge tax burden for somebody else.
And that takes speaking with a knowledgeable professional that knows what they're doing.
That would be the plan, yes. And hopefully that, someone that knows what they're doing.
And I would recommend speaking with a very knowledgeable professional, Christina Strickland. Again, she's the managing partner with the Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. And Christina, I have just really enjoyed having you on the program. And I love the one question, and I'll guarantee you it just woke up so many people. Thank you for that. Thanks for sharing that story.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, I'll be back with more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Country music lovers rejoice as Josh Grayson and Keith Anderson bring you a night of pure honky-tonk fun on Saturday, July 13th in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Immerse yourself in the sound of their top hits like Pickin' Wildflowers or Nothing to Lose. Tickets for this night of Southern Charm start at only $25 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. Don't miss this boot-stomping celebration of all things country. Get complete details at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my fall's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so last week I talked a lot about assisted living and what it is and the cost and the pricing models and all of it. I didn't have time to get to long-term care, so thought I would go ahead and jump into that today. Let's talk about long-term care, and I just want to define that. So long-term care is a medical model. It's the highest level of care that you can receive in one of these care communities. Some people still call it a nursing home. And let me say the industry doesn't care for that because it carries a lot of baggage with it and kind of stereotypes and that sort of thing. But the bottom line, I generally call it long-term care, but I just want to acknowledge some people call it a nursing home, the health service, skilled nursing and rehab. There are a lot of different terms, but it is that medical model, that highest level of care. They can help you with all of your activities of daily living, bathing, dressing, grooming, using the restroom, distributing your medications, all of those sort of things, plus full medical care, such as catheter care, so urinary catheter, and it's pretty common for folks to have a urinary catheter depending on their medical situation. Tube feeding, they can help out with tube feeding. They can provide wound care because they have the RNs and LPNs around the clock that can help out with these sort of things. Diabetic management with insulin injections. So you have to have at least an LPN 24/7 for someone needing an injection of any type. That's why generally that is not provided at the assisted living level, although there are some that will do that and can do that, and they staff for it. But by and large, that would fall, this need would fall, any injections would fall into the long-term care category. Pain management. Someone, God bless them, maybe they're so weak that they're bedridden and they require total care, weakened to the point of needing or requiring a mechanical lift to transfer that individual from point A to point B, really heavy physical care. All of these things can be found at the long-term care level of care. All right, so let's talk about the pricing model and costs. So this level of care is billed by the day and not by the month. And as you recall, assisted living is billed by the month. 30 days, give a 30-day notice, and you can be out of there and moved on to a different place or maybe moved to another level of care. But this is billed by the day. So there are two options, and one is living in a shared room. Sometimes it's referred to as a semi-private room or a shared room. Then the other option is a private room. Now, let me say that long-term care is considered the most restrictive level of care because by the time you need this type of care, you're paying mostly for the care, and it's not too much about your personal space. So space comes at a premium. So the private room comes at a premium because, again, at this level, it's mostly about the care. So let me just share these numbers with you. In the Kansas City area, a shared room averages about $300 per day. And if you're driving your car, I hope that didn't make you swerve. So $300 a day, that's $9,000 per month. It might be plus or minus $30 or $50. But I think that number is pretty uniform across the country. I think if you get in some really large cities where the cost of living is a lot higher, you know, that might be maybe $350, $380 a day. I think $300 plus or minus about $50 or so would cover it pretty much everywhere across the country. A private room, again, comes at a premium, $350 a day to $500 a day. So that's going to be $10,500, and that would be on the low end of the pricing here, up to about $15,000 a month. So it's obviously very, very expensive. So what if you have a couple living together in long-term care? How does that pricing work? Because if you recall my review of assisted living last week, in that level of care, the second person staying in that assisted living apartment would pay a greatly reduced rate plus their level of care charges. So it ends up being a lot more affordable. It's not times two. However, the long-term care, it does not work that way. And if you have a couple sharing a room in long-term care, each individual would pay that shared room rate. And essentially, that does double your cost per month. And I'll tell you, I have worked with lots and lots and lots of couples who have moved together into a long-term care community. And there's one couple in particular, I just think they have it set up. I always wave at them as I pass by if I'm touring that particular community. But they have, if you look at their room, on one side they have their two beds over there. And then on the other side of the room, they've got their flat-screen TV, they've got a little bookshelf, and they have their two favorite recliners. And the recliners, the backs are kind of towards the door, so they're not looking at the door and out into the hallway. They're looking at their TV, and they've got the windows open and all that sort of thing. So they set it up as this neat little apartment space, and I'll tell you, it works for them. They both need a lot of care. They're both getting great care from this particular place that they chose, and I helped them through that search and selection process. It's just worked out great. So that's how they handle it. But so the point is, if two people are moving in together into long-term care, it does double your rate. And both would pay that shared room rate to total doubling the cost versus the assisted living model. Okay, so let's jump into long-term care. And just wanted, I'm not going to do a deep dive into this, but the government came out with a five-star rating system, and it all came from a congressman. And again, I'll get into a lot more detail maybe another time, but a congressman was trying to learn information about a nursing home for his mother. It's been quite a long time ago. He said, why can't I find out any information on these nursing homes, yet if I'm going to go on vacation, I can look at these, you know, one- to five-star rating system and a wealth of information on a hotel if I'm going to go, you know, to Hawaii or if I'm going to go on vacation wherever. Why don't we have something like that on nursing homes? And they did have some information, but it was kind of hodgepodge pulled together. So he helped to pull all that together and then get a system in place. Now, I never put my eggs in that one basket. But it is good information to have available and to review. So you have this five-star rating system, Medicare.gov, and then Nursing Home Compare. Very easy to find out. You can go through and look at that. So if you look at the average number of deficiencies per community, let me just open up. I've got a page open here. So I'm just looking at a particular place here in the Kansas City area, and I'm looking at their page. They have an overall rating of 3 stars, which is average. 2 stars would be below average. 1 star, well below average. 4 stars, above average. 5 stars, well above average. So everyone wants 5 stars, but they're kind of hard to find because it's tough to meet that level of performance. So they look at health inspections and staffing and then quality measures. And then there's a complicated formula. They put all of that together, and they put a lot of weight on the most recent health inspection, which I do agree with. But they look at the last three, and there's a weighted average. And they come up with this overall star rating. So one of the things I like to do is there's a penalties box. So if you open it up, I'm just looking at one particular place. They have a $7,446 penalty, a $1,316 penalty, $983 penalty, a $650 penalty. So it looks like it goes back for 3 years. That's 4 federal fines in the last 3 years. And that is actually a lot more common, a lot more common than you might think. So what are those penalties? How did the government come in and review the operations and then decide that there's an issue and they issued a penalty? And I'm going to cover that coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number.
alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
During 2016, 2020, Donald Trump was never ahead in the national polling. But what do you think that means for his coattails? What does that mean in terms of Senate and House?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right. So we have the Medicare 1 to 5 star rating system. And what happens is there's a, I wouldn't say a person, there would be usually a group, like 2 or 3, maybe 5 or 6 representatives from the state. They come into your long-term care community unannounced, and they pretty much take the place over. So this is a very serious matter. This is like the health inspector walking in the back door of the restaurant, taking food temperatures, and all of a sudden they start writing all of these citations. So it's kind of the same concept, except these folks come through the front door, and they're looking at everything from have you cleaned your kitchen sink to how you hire people to the care that you provide to, I mean, everything, stem to stern. And they're wanting to make sure that you're following your own stated and written policies and procedures and that you're meeting state and federal guidelines. And if you're not, then they write what's called a deficiency. And you have which is a kind of a citation. They call it deficiency, where you're in noncompliance on that particular issue. So then they will grade these. So there's some lower-level deficiencies, usually paperwork-related. There's some mid-level deficiencies where harm came to a resident or could have harmed a resident. And then you have the highest level, immediate jeopardy, J, K, and L. You don't ever want to see those. That means that a resident's health and well-being was in immediate jeopardy. And it's a big deal. You don't want to see those. So that's a big part, the deficiencies and how well you did or you did not do on your most recent surprise health inspection, that has a big impact. So, again, that J-level deficiency is one that we don't want to see. I'm looking at a place, their overall rating is 3 stars, so that sounds, you know, pretty good. But if you look at their number of deficiencies on the most recent surprise health inspection, they have 14. And so you're saying, was that good or bad? It sounds like a lot. I don't know. What are the benchmarks? Well, the average number of deficiencies in Kansas is 10.3. The national average is 9.4, so we're a little higher here in Kansas. And all these are a little bit different state to state. So 14 is higher than 10.3, which is, yeah, that's not good. But what I zeroed in on was they do have a J-level deficiency, immediate jeopardy. And as I read through, they left a resident in the bathroom. They needed help from 2 staff members to help transfer from point A to point B. So the staff left this person in the bathroom unattended. Of course, the person stood up, had a fall, hit their head really hard. They came back to find this person unresponsive, took him to the hospital, and eventually they did pass away from this accident, from being left unattended. I always say that even the very best of places, you're only as good as the next mistake that your staff makes. And people are people, and they make mistakes. And this mistake was very, very costly. So, gosh, I hate going down that negative trail, but I'm trying to make a point here. And that is this. When you walk into a beautiful place, this place is very nice, and you're impressed with all of the layout and the granite countertops and all of the stuff, you're like, wow, this looks like a great place. And guess what? Most people, that's the first thing they look at. Is it a clean place? Is it a nice place? Can I see my loved one living here? Is this a place I would be proud to visit them or take people in to visit them? Look at what a nice place this is. How nice the place is doesn't tell the whole story. That's the whole point. With my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we don't want to take our clients to a place that's you know, just terrible, just awful. We want it to be a clean place and a nice place. But that is lower on the scale versus performance, much lower. So you can't judge a book by its cover. I also like to say that pretty does not provide care. People provide care. So you go into a nice place. It looks great. Everything's wonderful. 3 stars. Oh, okay, it's average, but, you know, I've seen worse. Okay. Well, what if this particular place has a very negative deficiency, one of these J-level deficiencies on their record? Are they required to inform you of that? Well, Steve, I mean, wouldn't they have to tell me that? No. No, absolutely not. They do not have to tell you about that. Do you think they're going to voluntarily say, oh, by the way, a resident died on our watch recently? Do you think they're going to say that? There may be some that volunteer that information, but I would say the majority will not. They're not required to. You know why? Because that information is publicly available. It's perfectly open to the general public. So they put that burden of discovery on you. And that just woke a lot of people up. We're waking people up today, I think, on the show. This also goes for assisted living. The deficiencies and the records and any negative things that may have happened, all publicly available information. So first of all, you have to know what it is. Second of all, you have to know where to find it. And then third of all, you have to try to figure out what you're reading and kind of sift through all of that to figure out, well, is that a good or a bad thing? What happened? So there is a lot that goes into this, and it makes me sad and pretty frightened sometimes that people are going out, oh, look at this place. It looks like a beautiful place, great place. And you know what? They may be a fantastic fit, and you may not have any problems there at all. But I'm just saying, trying to make the point, pretty doesn't provide care. People provide care. There's more.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. Former President Trump's been campaigning in Philadelphia as he prepares for a debate with President Biden this week. He stopped in one city restaurant to court voters.
My strategy is very simple. Make America great again, that's all. And we're going to turn it around fast. There's no strategy. We're going to turn it around fast. And I look forward to Thursday. I know he's locked up in a log cabin someplace. You can imagine what he's doing.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Governor Kristi Noem says Thursday night's debate will give President Trump the opportunity to remind voters how they fared during his term in office that began in 2016.
I think it's an important debate. It'll be a great opportunity for President Trump to talk about his policies and how his policies when he served as president of this country were good for every single family that lived here. They had more money in their pockets. The grocery prices were down. Gas prices were down. There was a lot more opportunity.
Record-breaking flooding in parts of the Plain States where hundreds had to be rescued. Julie Walker has more.
Across Iowa and South Dakota, days of relentless rain and swollen rivers resulting in record flooding. In Iowa, Eric Tigges with Clay County Emergency Management says flooding surpassed the 1953 record with the river cresting as high as 22.1 feet.
The electronic gauge that the Iowa Flood Center put in was underwater.
He says when the flood gauge is underwater, it's high, and that high water forced hundreds of rescues, says Spencer City Fire Chief Jesse Coleman.
This started for us at Saturday morning at 5:15 with our first rescues. We had two people in a submerged vehicle.
By the time it was over,
we conservatively rescued 383 people.
I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
The president of the Teamsters Union agrees to speak at the Republican National Convention next month.
Former President Donald Trump says on Truth Social that Sean O'Brien has accepted his invitation to speak at the RNC in Milwaukee. Mr. Trump is working to build support with organized labor in this year's campaign. Blue-collar workers helped deliver his 2016 victory, but a solid majority backed Biden in 2020. While Democrats promote Mr. Biden as pro-union, Mr. Trump is touting himself as pro-worker, which would split union leadership from the rank-and-file members. George Williams reporting.
Oklahoma State Supreme Court rejects the State Board of Education's attempt to determine what books are available in public school libraries. The court found the Board of Education rules approved last year, which includes bans on pornographic and sexualized content in books for small kids, violates state law. News and analysis at townhall.com. Tensions between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Thousands of fighters in the Middle East have offered to join Hezbollah in Lebanon in its fight against Israel, according to officials. Fighters from Iran-backed groups have said they're ready to join Hezbollah's fight against Israel if the conflict erupts into a full-blown war. Whilst almost daily exchanges of fire have been taking place since October last year, the situation has worsened this month. An Israeli airstrike killed a senior Hezbollah military commander in southern Lebanon. Hezbollah retaliated by firing hundreds of rockets and explosive drones into northern Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
Climate radicals strike again, this time at the PGA Tour Travelers Championship Sunday. Six people stormed the green on the final hole while the leaders lined up putts. Protesters sprayed powder, left stains on the green before being arrested. Scottie Scheffler went on to win that event. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Our number is 877-726-8255. We'll be taking some of your phone calls this hour. Also, this story, headline, ultra-processed foods do not cause obesity, says U.S. government's top diet advisors in bombshell review of current evidence. We'll do a deep dive on that story momentarily, but before that, patiently waiting on our line is Rick from Washington. How you doing, Rick?
Fort Washington. How you doing, Doc?
Good. You're in Washington State? What station are you listening to?
No. Port Washington, Long Island.
Oh, Port Washington. Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, that's near my old stomping grounds in on Long Island in Nassau County. Okay, good stuff. So what's your question?
Question is, what is the best natural oil for preventing sunburn? And is that basically going to prevent skin cancer? Is sunburn the main reason for skin cancer?
Okay, well, there's a couple of issues to unpack in that question. First of all, you know, what have you favored in terms of your sun protection regimen?
Well, I don't see anything in Whole Foods or Trader Joe's. I've been using all these years just basically the mineral oil-based products like Banana Boat and stuff like that. I don't know what to use.
Okay. Yeah, well, mineral oil, first of all, just a mineral oil alone does not really protect against the sun. I mean, it used to be what people would slather all over themselves, you know, coconut oil, mineral oil. These oils basically are transparent, and they even act as a lens to intensify the effects of the sun. So they don't do anything. There are other ingredients incorporated in some of these, quote, natural products. I think the natural products are better because the chemicalized products have some disadvantages. First of all, the chemicals are potentially hazardous. And secondly, due to the approval process for these products, U.S. products only protect against one type of ultraviolet ray. And so the type that can actually cause cancer is not really shielded from your skin. So that's why I'm not a fan of conventional products. So the best sunscreens, in my opinion, are products that contain zinc oxide or products that contain titanium dioxide. Now, zinc oxide is familiar to you because, you know, the old-fashioned lifeguards with the white noses, they use zinc oxide. And while it doesn't look great, these tiny particles really reflect the sunlight. They act as tiny mirrors that actually protect your skin from ultraviolet exposure. There's also titanium dioxide. Titanium in foods is not something I'm a fan of because I think it's damaging to the intestinal tract. But these microparticles on the skin or nanoparticles are still too large to be absorbed through the skin, and so they're not harmful, and they're simply reflective. And so I would look for natural products that contain either zinc oxide or titanium oxide. That's what I use when I go into high sun exposures, such as when I go scuba diving in the Caribbean or on super sunny days. If I go bike riding for a long period of time, I'll put some on my nose. I'll put some on my arms, which are exposed, and that shields me from sunburns. Can't recall the last time I had any significant type of sunburn. Now, there are also some internal things you can take, and among them are things like EGCG from green tea, astaxanthin may have some sun protective effects, and it's also thought that vitamin E may have some protective effects against a sunburn as well. And perhaps because I'm so loaded up on antioxidants, that may be another reason why I'm not prone to sunburn these days. Thanks for your call, and I appreciate very much your listening to the program. All right, this item, as promised, there's this headline in Daily Mail, which is a UK newspaper read internationally. Exclusive: ultra-processed foods do not cause obesity, says U.S. government's top diet advisors in a bombshell review of current evidence. So what are they talking about here? They did a review of all the studies that finger ultra-processed foods as a cause of disease, obesity, metabolic syndrome, brain disorders, you name it. Ultra-processed foods have been demonized, but suddenly U.S. government's top dietitians are exonerating them. They have found, quote, limited evidence that these foods cause people to gain weight faster than any other food after reviewing more than a dozen studies dating back to the 1990s. What they're saying, essentially, is that, you know, eating an apple or eating a donut, they're equivalent as long as they deliver the same amount of calories. Here's what I have to say about that. This is an example of analysis paralysis. It's an example of where the science defies common sense. There are so many studies to date that suggests that ultra-processed foods have been responsible for our soaring rates of obesity and with all kinds of artificial ingredients, with high fructose corn syrup, with seed oils, with appetite-enhancing chemicals, and with attractive dyes to make them look more yummy, including, by the way, titanium dioxide. Titanium dioxide, widely used in foods, can damage the intestine. You put it in a sunscreen, but you should put it inside you. So this is also an example of a science dictum, which is as follows. Absence of proof is not proof of absence. So what they're saying basically here is, well, you know, they've rigorously examined all these studies, and the studies do not conclusively demonstrate that it's ultra-processed foods. Another example might be, have we done a double-blind placebo-controlled trial of the efficacy of parachutes to prevent death when people jump from planes? Probably not the best idea. It's abundantly clear that parachutes work, save lives. We do not need to test that proposition. So numerous studies have suggested that ultra-processed foods are what's driving our epidemics and pandemics of degenerative disease. For example, a 2023 study from Imperial College in London found the more ultra-processed foods people reported eating, the more likely they were to develop all types of cancer. Obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and mental health have been linked to consumption of ultra-processed foods. And yet, our health officials, the same folks who formulate our dietary guidelines, the U.S. Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, have issued a report saying that probably no biggie here, ultra-processed foods are okay. In contrast to that, this is a courageous legislator from Florida, Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna. She's introduced bills to ban food dyes and high fructose corn syrup. The Do or Die Act, it's kind of a play on words, the Do or Die Act and the Stop Spoonfuls of Fake Sugar Act seek to restrict toxic food dyes like red dye number 40 and yellows number 5 and 6 in the use of high fructose corn syrup in foods produced in the United States. They are intended to amend the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act to classify foods containing these ingredients to be adulterated. She says, quote, "It is time that we stop allowing unaccountable corporations and the complicit Food and Drug Administration to poison our families. Far too many Americans are suffering needlessly from type 2 diabetes, prediabetes, and mental health conditions as a result of artificial and harmful ingredients that are nearly every refrigerator and pantry in our country." Congressman Luna continues, "Not only are we consuming spoonfuls of high fructose corn syrup every day, but many of the foods and snacks we consume have dyes linked to an alarming number of health conditions." Now, realistically, no way, no how is this going to get passed, given the nature of corporate America's influence on Congress and the stasis that we see in our national administration and in our Congress. But she's fighting a good fight, and she's bringing up an important issue, and hopefully this will eventually lead to efforts to curtail our intake of these harmful substances. Hey, you know, guess what? We got rid of trans fats from the U.S. diet. For the most part, they've been banned. They were ultra harmful. So maybe we got a shot at this. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. But you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which is now proud to introduce Premier CBD Chews tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There are two varieties, Plus CBD Pet Hip and Joint Health Chews and Plus CBD Pet Calming Care Chews. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's pet wellness blends.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
During 2016, 2020, Donald Trump was never ahead in the national polling. But what do you think that means for his coattails? What does that mean in terms of Senate and House?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. We've got callers. Barbara, welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. I have a question. I bought a new Omega-3 that I'm afraid to take because along with the DHA and EPA, it has DPA. Now, mm-hmm. I'm on Xarelto, and I've had AFib in the past. I have to be careful.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, there's a couple of things in that question. One is, you know, what is DPA, and why might be included in a fish oil product, and is it
beneficial or potentially harmful. So it actually is an intermediate between EPA and DHA. When the body converts EPA into DHA, it goes through a phase where there's DPA. And so in the flesh of some fish, especially salmon, in addition to the stuff that we recognize, EPA, DHA, there's some DPA. And so there's some controversy over whether DPA is beneficial. It's certainly not harmful, but is it like something that we really want to isolate and take extra of? And the answer is unclear. It actually, in some studies, the amount of DPA that you find in cell membranes does not correlate with cardiovascular prevention. On the other hand, there's some other studies that show that DPA may be therapeutic. So, okay, when it comes to atrial fibrillation, there is, you know, and as I mentioned earlier, there was a caller who called about the controversy about fish oil and atrial fibrillation. There are some studies that suggest that fish oil increases the risk of atrial fibrillation, but the magnitude of that increase is tiny. Some studies show it, some studies don't, so it's not something that is on the order of it doubles your risk or triples your risk. It may increase your risk by single-digit percentage, resulting in maybe a few dozen or a score of additional cases of atrial fibrillation per year in healthy persons who then develop atrial fibrillation. But it's unclear. It's unclear. When you already have atrial fibrillation, it's actually been shown that fish oil is protective against stroke and against heart attack. And that's in the very same study that showed that fish oil might somewhat increase the risk of atrial fibrillation. It actually showed that if you already have atrial fibrillation, it may be beneficial. Does it have unique blood thinning effects when you're already on Xarelto? And the answer is no. Studies have confirmed that while Xarelto is a blood thinner, that fish oil doesn't amp up the blood thinning effects of blood thinners. In fact, it may reduce the risk of bleeding complications. Paradoxically, something's going on that helps it put the brakes on excessive bleeding episodes. So while doctors may get confused about this, they know that fish oil is a bit of a blood thinner, and they say, well, you're already in a blood thinner, don't take fish oil. And then there's that atrial fibrillation study. And I would recommend that you continue moderate intake, you know, a capsule or two of fish oil, including DHA, EPA, and some DPA. DPA is not something to be worried about. Let's take a call from Brian in Queens, New York. How you doing, Brian?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Hi. Yeah, really quickly, I just went to my primary care physician for a physical. He did a CBC. I said, if you could, on my CBC doctor, if you could check my D3 level. He asked me why. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, he's asked me this before. I said, well, there are studies indicating that higher than what previously thought to be normal D3 levels can protect you against viruses, colds, flus, and so forth.
Yeah.
And I said, there are studies in Europe that...
Are you talking about D as in dog? D, vitamin D, right?
D3, yes, D3.
Yeah, okay.
So he said to me, there are no studies. So I didn't say anything. I said, okay. And so when I got home in his inbox, NYU Langone, I put a study in from Germany. It's distant, 2010, but it's a study in Germany that indicates benefit to the person's molecular structure was previously thought to be higher than normal D3 levels. So I didn't say anything. I just put the article in his inbox and said, okay, you don't believe me. I sent you an article that indicates I'm right. I just wonder, what's your thought on that, Dr. Hoffman?
Well, my thought of it is, unfortunately, you know, if you're not up on it, you're down on it. Doctors don't recognize the benefits of vitamin D. There are quite a lot of studies, especially in the wake of COVID, that show that vitamin D, low levels are permissive of COVID, higher levels and even supplementation may reduce the risk of bad endpoints with COVID. So there you have it. I think doctors are just missing the boat on this subject.
You
In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I've never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver until now. Science behind CaliCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaliCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaliCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaliCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaliCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaliCurb.com. That's CaliCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaliCurb.com. Coupon code DH10 for CaliCurb. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. D.R. Hoffman Stored.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, open Tuesday through Saturday.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. There have been a lot of claims that lifestyle can slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. Well, now we have a study, and I'll tell you about it in just a moment. But first, 877-726-8255. We have a caller, Brad from Maine. How you doing, Brad?
I'm fine, doctor. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I'm trying to control my cholesterol, which is a little bit high, and I'm wanting to add three supplements that I think might be valuable, and I wanted your opinion on them.
Okay, so back up first of all. It's not always imperative to control your cholesterol. I mean, we've been really propagandized by, especially via the advent of statin drugs, that we must, in every instance, get our cholesterol below a certain threshold. Now, sometimes that's applicable, and sometimes it's not. So what's your cholesterol, and do you know whether you have high cardiovascular risk?
Yes, I believe I do. My LDL is up around 150, I think, maybe.
That's a little high, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, total cholesterol, and my ApoB and my the other one, I can't remember now, but they're all elevated to a point
right.
where the doctor would probably want to put me on statins, but I've been holding off on that.
You've been reluctant. So the decider on that is get an imaging study. It's called a coronary artery calcium screening or an EBT heart scan. To assess whether you have the beginnings of a progression of calcium deposition in your arteries, i.e. atherosclerosis. And, you know, to tell you an example, it's a personal example. You know, my cholesterol runs a little high. My LDL is not that high. My HDL is good. I'm at a good weight. I'm non-diabetic. I'm non-hypertensive, and I'm very physically active, and I don't have that much of a family history of heart disease. I posed the question at the age of 65, am I progressing towards cardiovascular disease? Well, I had the test. My score was zero. Zero scores don't invariably predict that you will not get cardiovascular disease, but only 3% of people with a zero score get cardiovascular disease. Well, that's pretty low. So that would be the decider. If you were coming to see me in the office, that's what I would ask. I would say, well, let's get a test. Oh, you know, you don't have any plaque. Well, why lower your cholesterol? You seem to be doing fine. Alternatively, oh, my goodness, you have a score in the hundreds. You really need to lower your cholesterol. Now, I have to take issue sometimes with people who say, I don't want to take a statin, but I want to take a supplement that will lower my cholesterol, because I think that statins actually have been demonstrated to have some efficacy in terms of preventing heart disease. So why not take an all-of-the-above approach? If you really need to, and I'm not sure you need to. What are you considering taking in terms of supplements?
Well, Alma is one, and there's a thing called Kapros Alma, which I think is a proprietary.
I have no idea what that is. Alma is a girl's name. I don't know what supplement that is.
It's an herb. So we can move on to the next one. The next one is Sidefenol. Have you heard of Sidefenol?
Yeah, that's a plant sterol. And plant sterols have been shown to lower cholesterol. But there's also some evidence that high intake of plant sterols may go into a pathway that can cause atherosclerosis. So I'm not the biggest fan of plant sterols. They were in these so-called, health margarines, you know, that contain plant sterols and stanols to interfere with cholesterol absorption. But, you know, you're not going to get – you will lower your cholesterol with those things, but you may not get the protective effect. You know, not everything that lowers cholesterol lowers cardiovascular disease. The case in point is niacin. Niacin can lower your cholesterol, but according to studies – I mean, I got to agree ultimately with the science – it's not been shown to be that protective against heart attacks and strokes. So anyway, keep going.
The other – the last one, I just recently read a study – that said vitamin K2 in the form of MK7 at 180 milligrams is very heart protective.
Okay, so that's different. You know, and I would recommend an all-of-the-above approach. You know, with or without a statin, you might take vitamin K2, you might take fish oil, you might take some additional magnesium, you might take olive leaf extract, you might take nitric oxide support pills made from beets, You might take kaolic aged garlic extract. These are some of the things that I would take, and whether or not they lower cholesterol, they do have a protective effect. I think some of them do. For example, kaolic has been shown to lower cholesterol as well as lower blood pressure. But it's also been shown to affect the endpoint, which is to slow the progression of plaque deposition in your arteries. So, yeah, I mean, look, I think you might need a bit of a tune-up from a nutritionally oriented physician to decide if indeed you need to be on a medication. That's something that can be determined. But it's not a bad idea to undertake all the other preventive measures, because you are a male who is at risk with a little bit of a high cholesterol. But get your arteries imaged so we can really find out how much at risk you are. I think that would be useful. All right. Great call. Eileen, is it Eileen in Michigan? Yeah, my screen disappeared for a minute. It's Eileen in Michigan. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I could be doing better. I'm a little nervous, but I'm calling about a GERD. I was told quite a number of years ago, like maybe over 10 years ago, that I have GERD. Mm-hmm. And my gastro doctor wanted me to take, of course, PPIs for the rest of my life.
Bad idea.
I read about the side effects, and I was very leery about it. So I was just taking some Tums here and there, and now she wants me to at least take Pepcid every day.
Well, Pepcid is a milder medication, but, I got to say that dealing with GERD is a matter of, looking at your diet. There's certain foods that are irritants. Some people find that a low-carb diet can be very beneficial for GERD because it's the gas production in your intestine that comes from fermentable carbohydrates. One of the things that you can take is DGL lozenges, which are very soothing to the esophagus. There's also a nice product called Endofen, which we like, which has anti-inflammatory effects in the esophagus and the stomach. So there's all too much in the way of this prescribing of these PPIs, and I think with the side effects of PPIs, including magnesium deficiency and higher risk of pneumonia, higher risk of kidney problems, even higher risk of dementia, this is not a great idea long term. Short term, maybe, if there's severe inflammation or an ulcer, take it for 90 days. But long term, these are not great to take. All right, speaking of magnesium, a very important mineral because it plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, as well as supporting restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems, hundreds of them. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. And so many Americans take PPI medications, for example, ulcer and GERD medications, ultra-processed foods, which are bereft of minerals, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach. It doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. And use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com. We really want our intelligent medicine listeners to try it because it's gentle on the stomach, well-tolerated, and it delivers magnesium. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium. So I mentioned earlier that it is, according to epidemiological evidence, in other words, you look at populations who are on good diets, healthy lifestyles, who exercise, don't smoke, et cetera, there is a lowered risk of Alzheimer's disease. But what's missing are prospective trials. In other words, take two groups, a control group who's doing whatever they want, and a group of people who are doing all the right things, And over time, is their Alzheimer's disease slowed? Just such a study was done by Dean Ornish, MD. Now, I have issues with Dean Ornish because Dean Ornish is a vegan guy, and he's dyed-in-the-wool vegetarian, and I think that that precludes other healthful ways of eating. I don't necessarily think that that is a panacea for all manner of degenerative disease. Nevertheless, credit to him for doing such a study. He did a study many years ago, must have been 30 years ago, on cardiovascular disease, demonstrating that a vegetarian diet along with exercise and meditation slowed the progression of cardiovascular disease. A small study, but nonetheless a milestone study. Now he's turned his attention to Alzheimer's disease, and the results are interesting. They took a bunch of individuals who had mild cognitive impairment or early dementia, and they put them on a 20-week multimodal intervention program involving vegetarian diet, meditation, moderate exercise. They weren't going crazy. And what they found is that there was a significant slowing in the progression of their cognitive decline. And also, they objectively, there was a change in a marker which is associated with Alzheimer's disease. It's a blood test that looks for plasma amyloid beta. And plasma, this is not a test that you can easily get. It's not like cholesterol or HDL or hemoglobin A1C. It's a test used in experimental settings to evaluate risk for Alzheimer's disease. Eventually, it may be mainstreamed as a way of predicting Alzheimer's disease, but it's not in common use. Anyway, in this group, average age 73.5, they found that indeed, in a relatively short period of time, 20 weeks, there was a slowing in the progression of plasma beta amyloid, as well as slight improvements in cognitive performance with this regimen. So, you know, kudos to Dr. Ornish for attempting to prove that lifestyle is a potent intervention against neurodegenerative disease. I believe it is, and obviously more research has to be conducted along these lines. 877-726-8255, our number for Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Redding Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Redding Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Redding Regional Airport.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We've heard of government boondoggles before. We've had scandals like Solyndra, which got enormous government funding and then went belly up. There's also some criticism that this administration is using the military as a place of social experimentation. And here is an interesting case study on how that might proceed in the food realm. Headline, Pentagon wants to feed troops, quote, experimental lab-grown meat to reduce their CO2 footprint. The Pentagon now believes that climate change is a priority for the military. And, you know, when they're blowing up all kinds of stuff, I guess that's not good for climate change. But they want to feed their troops lab-grown meat because lab-grown meat will reduce the amount of cow belching that will cause methane to be released into the atmosphere. There is a $450 million grant that has been awarded to a company called BioMade, which He's investigating how novel cell culture methods suitable for the production of cultivated meat and protein or lab-grown meat can be undertaken on a large scale. The product is still in its experimental phases. That's $500 million in cold cash that's going into meat substitutes. And we, folks, we haven't demonstrated the feasibility of these things, much less their nutrient value, whether they can be made scalable, because their cost is enormous now. I mean, as expensive as steak is, you know, try and buy a steak, you know, you're going to be out $30 or $40 for a decent-sized steak for two people. This stuff can cost hundreds of dollars because it's not yet at a point where they're growing it at scale. And, by the way, some contamination in a plant can destroy a whole lot. It's very hard to do this under sterile conditions. So according to a spokesperson of the Center for Environment and Welfare, a consumer group that analyzes emerging markets such as bioengineered meat, taxpayer dollars should not be used to fund the lab-grown meat sector. Our troops deserve better than to be served lab-grown meat produced in bioreactors with immortalized cells and chemicals. So this is a step beyond the, you know, Impossible Burger. This is actually cultured meat grown in vats. Think Soylent Green. If you're tired, well, you can join the cadre of tens of millions of Americans who are. It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. And as you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. The cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging and could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. I've read the studies. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, well, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-factor for years personally, and I prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. That's ntfactor.com. All right. We heard a lot about misinformation, disinformation. They're trying to be arbiters of the information that you can receive. There's concern about fake news, particularly in the health realm. And that's why I have spearheaded a campaign against the effort to curtail our access, our freedom of choice in terms of the health information we consume. FreeSpeechForHealth.org is the place to go. Here's a study, interesting study. Interventions against misinformation also increase skepticism toward reliable sources. In other words, efforts to say this or that or the other thing is misinformation can backfire. They cause people to distrust all information, even legitimate information. The study was conducted by the Universities of Zurich, California, and Warsaw, and it shows that efforts to curb misinformation and disinformation have given rise to an unintended paradox. The very tools used to combat misinformation are fomenting distrust in all news, including from reliable sources. FreeSpeechForHealth.org is the place to go to register your disapproval. That's a campaign that I'm helping to spearhead. All right, well, thanks very much for joining us. And remember, if you're looking for supplements, drhoffmanstore.com is the place to go. You can also follow us on Twitter, now known as X, and on Facebook. We have podcasts throughout the week, and you can subscribe to our newsletter. Thanks for joining us. We all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect. To reach new levels of calm and contentment, check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold for when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. At a campaign rally in Philadelphia, former President Trump said that the flood of illegal immigrants into the U.S. is costing black Americans their jobs.
Joe Biden's open border has also been a disaster for our great African-American and Hispanic-American population. So, what's happening when millions of people flow over? The people that are most hurt are, number one, the African-Americans in this country. Number two, the Hispanic. Have they taken your job yet, sirs? They better not.
While much of the country deals with heat, flooding is affecting some of the plain states.
Counties in Iowa and South Dakota declaring disasters after major flooding. Rock Valley, Iowa, evacuated most of the population, with some climbing onto roofs to get out, says Mayor Kevin Van Otterloo.
We had the high-speed boats here, and they could fight the current, and we did get everybody off the roofs.
He says cars are flooded, up to 500 homes severely damaged.
It's going to be a huge undertaking. It's going to be months and months before we're through this.
Iowa's governor declaring a state of emergency for Sioux County. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem also declaring an emergency for the southeastern part of the state, warning residents to stay vigilant. I'm Julie Walker.
A teenage boy is dead after stabbing at a carnival sponsored by the Los Angeles Police Department. Saturday night, the 16-year-old was in a fight with multiple other teens when he was stabbed by a 15-year-old. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Another violent pro-Hamas event in Los Angeles. A pro-Hamas crowd targeted a synagogue and were met with people carrying Israeli flags. A verbal confrontation turned physical. Police responded in riot gear. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
The government response to COVID is listed as one of the tipping points for several colleges.
BestColleges.com outlined data points that revealed that, quote, at least 59% of public or nonprofit colleges have closed, merged, or announced closures as mergers since March of 2020. They also estimated that, quote, roughly 44,540 students have been impacted by these closures. The lockdowns were some of the first major decisions that took students out of the classroom and relocated them to the online learning environment. On Wednesday's episode of Washington Watch, Family Research Council President Tony Perkins highlighted the increased rate of colleges shutting down. FRC's Senior Fellow for Education Studies, Meg Kilgannon, agreed with the notion that government's response to COVID was one of the tipping points that led to this result. I'm Bernie Bennett.
An 8-year-old Pekingese from Oregon's named the world's ugliest dog. Top honors went to the black and white Pekingese named Wild Thing, whose tongue sticks out permanently because his teeth do not grow in properly. News and analysis at townhall.com. Coffee drinkers, be advised, there's a coffee mug recall.
Some 580,000 glass mugs are being recalled across the U.S. after dozens of burn and laceration injuries were reported by consumers. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the now recalled Joy Jolt branded Declan single wall glass coffee mugs can crack or break when filled with hot liquids. Consumers in possession of these recalled mugs are urged to immediately stop using them and contact New York-based MM Products for a full refund. John Scott reporting.
City of Los Angeles is ordering some Hollywood businesses to remove planters on their sidewalks. Businesses place them outside their business to deter homeless encampments. The city posted notices saying the planters are obstructions, ordered their removal. The city did not say if homeless encampments are obstructions. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Elevate your Bandaloop viewing experience in celebration of the Sundial Bridge's 20th anniversary with Turtle Bay's VIP ticketed viewing party, taking place during the Bandaloop morning and evening performances on both Friday, June 28th and Saturday, June 29th. Individual tickets as well as tables for eight include admission into the VIP garden area with the best reserved views of the Bandaloop shows, plus food and drinks served by Mosaic Restaurant during the evening performances. Buy tickets now for the VIP experience at celebrate20.com/VIP.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open with a film actor and future TV sitcom star doing the radio thing. And then later we make our weekly visit with yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to present part two of The Silent Queen Matter. Born in Kankakee, Illinois, Fred McMurray first got into showbiz as a saxophone player in various big bands. And then in the 1960s, he was widower Steve Douglas on the sitcom My Three Sons. In between over on the big screen, he had a wide range of roles, including the absent-minded professor who invented Flubber, sleazy boss Jeff Sheldrake in The Apartment, Lieutenant Kiefer in The Kane Mutiny, and insurance man Walter Neff in Double Indemnity. McMurray's supporting cast in the suspense production includes Mary Jane Croft and Edmund McDonald. Elliot Lewis produced and directed it, and he also handled an acting role in a broadcast from February 8th of 1951.
Autolite and its 96,000 dealers present Suspense. Tonight, Autolite brings you a story of murder in the roaring 20s, the Windy City Six, starring Mr. Fred McMurray and featuring Red Nichols and his five pennies.
Thank you.
It all happened some time ago. By some time, I mean those days when moonlight on the Ganges was a must at the country club dance, when our nurse was considered snappy repartee, when it wasn't entirely unfashionable to be seen in a raccoon coat complete with flask when the Harvards and the Yales met in deathless combat. Maybe it'll lose a little something in the translation, but it's worth a try. Anyway, as it happened, we were playing in a little pad on Oriole Street, Crazy Jack Fisher's high hat. It was a speak, but then what wasn't at that time? When the breeze was off the river, you could hear the riff notes of the Windy City Six blowing uptown. Leading from left to right, there was Corny Peters on horn, Rip Jackson on alto, Thurber Jones on the licorice, Tinkle Hobson on the Baldwin, Red Moore slapping, and me on the skins. I'm Carstairs Hamilton, sometimes known as Rimshot, but more often as Hand. So we'll keep it that way.
Ham?
Yeah, Corny?
You booted the beat three times in that last set. What is it?
Well, every time I slide a glim over at that skirt of table 13, my kicker skips a beat. Maybe my sticks caught the fever.
Oh. Well, those two playboys with her are Bull Hurley and Red Rock Sparrow. You get ready to whistle again. They want to talk with you.
Talk with me?
That's what they said. Go on now. Keep the customers happy.
Okay, Corny. Somebody said you wanted to see me. I guess maybe it was a mistake, so I'll just...
It wasn't no mistake. Sit down.
Yes, sir.
See this girl?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't think I ever noticed her. How do you do?
Hello.
You've been staring at her all night, and last night, and the night before.
Oh, I might have been looking this way, but I'm nearsighted.
You ought to be in George White's scandals. Now, let me give it to you straight, Bad Ears. We're taking care of this girl for a very particular friend. So lay off her, huh? Because if you don't, your poor old mother's going to have some place to take flowers on Sunday afternoon. Your grave.
Back at my drums, I tried not to look at the girl, but I could still see her in my mind. Soft, dark hair. None of that shingled bob stuff. A real Marcel Fingerway. A warm young face, lots more that curved down into a fur coat that must have set somebody back a whole truckload of upstate scotch. Once in a while, I sneaked a quick peek, and every time she was looking at me. And suddenly I got scared, and I lost up a couple of beats. Pony got so mad he blew up. But it didn't make much difference then. Our engagement was over. Veterans all, the Windy City Six broke ranks and went into Plan B. I headed for the kitchen. That was always the best way out. In the hallway, a small blonde guy was lifting a couple of shaking hands to his face, and his eyes grew as large as two hard-boiled eggs just before he got it. When I got out the kitchen door, I could still see that big, black-haired, vicious-looking guy peering out into the night, trying to see who it was that passed him in the hall while he was busy killing. I hope he hadn't seen my face. I ran for a while, and then I slowed down to a walk. The first few snowflakes of winter were starting to fall, and the world was pulling on that Wonderland slipover. I turned my Chesterfield collar up around my neck and noticed I was still holding a pair of drumsticks. I thought it over for a minute. Then I threw them into the darkness beyond the streetlight. I made up my mind that from now on I was going to stay out of joints like the high hat. When I finally got back to my rooming house, there was a surprise in a fur coat waiting for me, sitting on the front stoop. I tried to ignore her.
You blind or something? I suppose you get dozens of girls sitting on your step and I waiting for you. Hey.
Huh? Oh, were you looking for me?
What do you think I've been sitting out here in the cold for? Selling subscriptions to the Police Gazette? Sit down.
Won't you come inside?
It's safer out here. I haven't forgotten the way you were looking at me at the hi-hat.
Oh? Say, tell me, how'd you get out of that raid so quick?
How do you think? I was with Red Rock Sparrow. They don't touch him.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mind telling me your name?
Cora Lee. Two E's.
Two E's? That's pretty. Tell me, Cora, what do you want with me? How'd you find my place?
Crazy Jack gave us the address. Farrell and Hurley sent me to get you.
To get me? Look, I don't know anything. I didn't see anything. I told you I was nearsighted. 2040.
They got a place up in the mountains. They decided to throw a holiday party. They want a band. Isham Jones was busy, so all you guys have been picked up.
Huh? I lost my drums.
Don't worry. They'll get drums. Let's go.
Are you going with me?
Somebody has to show you the road.
Alone?
Look, we can talk all about it on the way. And don't get any ideas, because I might send for reinforcements. And these reinforcements will make a marine landing look like Isidore Duncan's finale. You got anything brave to say?
I'll bet you I'm ready before you can count to 100. By twos. I put the chains on my old Marmon, buttoned up the isinglass curtains, cracked a bottle of antifreeze, and we started off. The snow was swirling down faster than ever and was better than 3 inches deep by the time we were 40 miles out of town. Cora was under a blanket, cuddled up next to me like she meant it, her head on my shoulder. But it wasn't as romantic as it sounds, because under the blanket, Cora was shaking. And it was the kind of shaking you don't get from being cold, but from being scared. I should have known then that something was terribly wrong, but I had to learn the hard way. Cora?
Huh?
Cora, why do you hang around with bozos like Red Rocks Farrell and Bull Hurley for?
For the same reason you play in places, like the high hat. Best offer I got. Also the worst.
Look, suppose I just kept going now. Somewhere out west, Chicago maybe. Would you go with me?
They'd never let us get away with it.
What do we lose trying? You don't belong with those guys. You belong where the air is clean and you only take a drink when you want and love when you...
Please, don't.
What's the matter? Did I say something wrong?
Look, why don't you hit me on the head and throw me out and just keep going?
Throw you out? Of course, I wouldn't throw you out to save my life.
Oh, Hen, don't say that.
About an hour later, we passed through the town of Norrisburg and arrived at a big private estate called Haywill Manor. The big party was going strong. The rest of the Windy City Six boys had preceded me, all under escort. The man who answered the door was the one person I never wanted to see again. When I'd seen him last, he was killing a man at the high hat.
Well, Cora, I see you got him. You got a pretty smart way of leaving a raid in a hurry, sonny. Kitchen door. I hope nothing happens to your luck.
Kitchen door? I didn't go out the kitchen door. I always leave by the basement window.
I hope for your sake you're right, sonny.
Mike, he's a genuine nice guy.
Well, nice guy. I think you'll like this party. Lots of drinks, lots of girls, and lots of happy music, huh?
Oh, sure, sure. I'll do my best. Did you get my drums?
Don't worry about drums. We don't have them. We'll give you a couple of skulls to be there. Now go on, pour yourselves a drink and get warm.
Cora, who is he?
Big Mike Donovan. This is his place. He's to the rackets what Dempsey is to boxing.
Yeah? Well, I'm going to tell you something about him. I hear the human life means nothing to him, that he'd kill
anybody. So you heard it. Don't go broadcasting it all over the place. You want to stay alive, don't you?
Well, it's always been one of my chief aims in life.
Then keep what you know under your hat, you dumb drummer.
The party was big and it was bouncy. Cora was sitting in a corner looking scared. Big Mike Donovan, Bull Hurley, and Red Rock Farrell were gathered at the bar drinking an uncommon amount of liquor and looking our way every time they wanted to laugh. Herbert Jones began to get nervous and his clarinet developed an off-key squeak. The three men put down their drinks and came over.
Which one do you think it is, Bull?
I got $10 that it's a saxophone player. He's got a shifty look.
Yeah, I'll take the bet, because I don't think he's the guy. Which one would you pick out, Red Rock?
Who else? The drummer. Yeah, he's afraid to look at us.
I think you're wrong, too. I put my money on the clarinet player. It's elementary. Every time he looks over at us, he shakes. Every time he shakes, he squeaks in a high note. Are these the signs of a guy who don't know nothing?
Maybe you're right, Mike. Look at him shake now.
Hey, you, with the clarinet.
Yes, Mr. Donovan?
What's your name?
Jones, sir. Thurber Jones.
Well, Thurber Jones, me and Bull and Red Rocks think you're a lousy clarinet player.
I'm doing my best, sir.
We got an idea we can show you how to play it better. Come with us, sir.
I'll do better, sir, if you'll just...
I said, come with us.
Hey, wait a minute.
They walked outside, and that was the last time I ever saw Thurber Jones alive. The rest of us were as jumpy as cats, and we played for 2 hours without a break. Everybody was getting stoned, but I didn't dare take a drink. Then Big Mike called an intermission while they served a buffet dinner. But everybody was so drunk that nobody ate much. Big Mike began to be loud and noisy, and he started waving a gun around, boasting what a great shot he was. He kicked open a couple of French windows. And out on the lawn, of all things, stood a giant snowman.
Just watch. Just watch. I'll blast every lousy button off his lousy shirt.
He did it, all right. Four pieces of coal shattered and vanished into the snow. Everybody cheered and then turned back to the food and drinks. Everybody, that is, but me. I couldn't take my eyes off the snowman. Because running down its crystal white front was red blood.
And that's the first act of Suspense. We'll be back with more right after this short break.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
And now let's get back to Suspense on When Radio Was.
Autolite is bringing you Mr. Fred McMurray with Red Nichols and his Five Pennies in the Windy City Six. Tonight's production in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
During the years of the Big Thirst, homicide was an art. Sometimes it was Tommy guns against a wall, sometimes it was a concrete overshoe in the bottom of the East River, or maybe an ice pick in the heart. But out on the snow-swept lawn of Big Mike Donovan's mansion that cold December night, I was looking at the chilliest bit of murder any crazy hooligan ever thought up. A bleeding snowman. Only now it wasn't a snowman.
You better get back inside. You'll freeze out here.
Yeah. It's Thurber, Cora. Thurber Jones.
Oh, the poor little guy.
He played the sweetest clarinet east of St. Louis. He was always loaning money to guys. He loved everybody. He never hurt a soul.
Who did it, Ham?
Who did it? Who else but your playmate, Donovan?
But why, Ham? Why?
You tell me why. You helped bring all of us up here, didn't you?
Oh, but not for this. Believe me, Ham, not for this.
I suppose you don't know that Mike Donovan killed a man in a high hat tonight.
Well, I heard him bragging about it a while ago. It was somebody who hijacked a truckload of Mike's liquor.
Well, somebody saw him. And I guess he figured it was one of us.
Who saw him?
I guess he thought it was Thurber.
You mean it wasn't?
I don't mean anything. I'm getting cold. Why don't you go back inside and join your killers?
Ham.
Go on. You work this side of the street for all the laughs you're going to get.
Oh, Ham, I'm not the same as they are. I don't blame you for thinking what you do, but I wish you wouldn't.
Yeah, all right. Let's just say the jury's still out on you.
Look, I'll prove to you I'm not like them. Here, you'll need a fast car.
What are these for?
They're the keys to Mike's car. It's in the garage. Take it down to Norrisburg and come back with all the cops you can find.
5:30.
That's Mike.
Order!
That's Mike.
Where are you?
Oh, hurry, please, go. I want them to get what's coming to them. I want them to get it good.
Yeah, but what about you?
Hey, Cora. Who are you talking to out there? Oh. Come on, back to the party, baby.
Go on. Before all of you wind up like Thurber.
After she'd gone inside with Mike, I made a beeline for the garages and back. Just as I got the keys in the ignition, somebody...
In case you don't know it, Flea Brain, this is Mike Donovan's car.
Oh? Well, I guess I must have made a mistake. Hey, take that gun off my head, will you?
Mike hires me to do nothing but sit in the back seat of his car. Now I might get a raise.
Yeah, well, I always like to see somebody get ahead. The gun...
I might get a raise because Mike wouldn't like you to leave his party without first you telling him what a nice time you had.
Oh, you got me wrong. I was going to write him a bread and butter letter first thing in the morning, honest. About the gun.
Shut up before I shove it through your stinking skull. I start walking.
The next thing I remember was being kicked through the door of the big house. The party kept right on whirling. Nobody paid much attention. Nobody except the boys in the band, and they were beginning to get the idea. Slowly they stopped playing, and then people began to turn around and look. It reminded me of a ring of faces about to watch a hanging.
What's this all about, Chick?
The creep here tried to lift your car, even had the keys.
Where'd you get them?
I sort of found them.
Hey, you can't do that to one of my...
Shut up, you. I said, where did you get them?
I told you I found them.
Where did you get them?
I didn't care whether I lived or died right then. And when somebody kicked me twice in the kidneys, the choice was made for me. I was sure I died because everything went black. When I came to, I was still lying in the same place, and the party was still going on. Nobody even looked at me as I staggered to my feet and wiped the blood and the booze and the glass off the best I could. I stood there holding onto the bar, wondering what to do. Wondering what it was all about.
Can you still walk, stupid?
Huh? Yeah, I guess so.
And Charleston, back to your drums and stop playing.
Okay.
You know something, Blockhead? I didn't want him to stop. I think Big Mike's got something special in mind for you later.
None of the boys in the band even looked at me when I got back to my drums and picked up the beat. Corny and Rip and Tinkle acted as if I were dead already. We played all through our sheets twice without a break. None of us dared stop. We knew somehow we were playing for our lives.
Make that eight.
Five scissors cups on this one.
I'll take it.
Long about dawn, the party turned into a noisy crap game and nobody paid much attention to our background music. Cora was with them, sort of moving in and around. I saw her whisper something in Bull Hurley's ear, and then later she did the same thing to Red Rocks. Then she sort of sauntered over by the band, not looking at us, but we all heard what she said.
Boys, keep your eye on Mike Donovan. When he goes over to Red Rocks, get ready to move. It'll be your only chance to get out of here alive. Make it good.
We all looked at each other and kept right on playing, waiting to see what she was talking about. Pretty soon it began to make sense.
Are you 30 here? Making a pass at my girl.
I made a pass at your girl, Mike?
Just told me that you and Red Rocks both made passes at her. And I'm going to break both of your necks.
Now, wait a minute, Mike.
That's our cue, boys. Everybody up.
Mike, don't forget your music sheet.
Boys, this way. Out through this door.
Yeah, I got it. Come on.
Phew. This air feels good.
Yeah, it'll feel better 100 miles from here. Where's your car?
It's right over there, parked in front.
Come on, come on.
Yeah, I'll be right with you. Go ahead. Cora.
Go on, get out of here. You'll never have another chance.
I'm not going without you.
Come on, Ham.
Don't just stand there. I'll be all right.
Yeah, for how long? One of those ready boys in there, we start shooting his guns again, and you might get in the line of fire.
What if I do? I deserve it for being so dumb.
Ham, we'll all be killed if you don't move.
Well, Cora?
I'd only get you in trouble.
Yeah, I believe you, but I want to take you anyway.
Ham, for God's sake.
Look, lady, tell him you'll come with him, please.
Oh, Ham, I wanted anything but a dumb $35 a week drum player.
Oh, I get it. Well, that tears it. I'm washed.
But I never knew how wonderful a dumb $35 a week drum player could be.
Huh?
I'm coming with you.
We all scrambled over to my Marmon and climbed in. Red and Rip in the back seat, Cora in front, me at the helm, and Corny on the crank.
Come on, baby. What's the matter with it, Ham?
That was 10 below 0. Give it another whirl.
For God's sakes, make it go, Ham.
We can't get stuck here.
Well, just take it easy. It'll catch. There. Come on, Corny, get in. What did I tell you? Like a Swiss watch, huh?
Let's get out of here.
Hang on, we're off.
It's Mike. They're coming after us.
Yeah. Anybody hit?
No, but we're going to have to move faster than this.
Well, don't worry. I've got her souped up to where she'll go 50. Hold on. By the time we got out onto the slick, icy road, a whole car full of hooligans were coming right after us with guns blazing.
The gating on his hand!
I didn't know anything about guns, but one thing I knew was how to handle my Marmon. It didn't weigh much, and I figured to pull into the next curve, pile the coal on, skid into the snowbank, and bounce off out of the straightaway. If that heavy roll tried to make it at the same speed and hit the snowbank, I was sure it'd go right on through.
Ham, look out, the curve!
Grab on, kids, this is it!
Several courses later, I fluttered an eyelid open and ventured a peek. Somewhere I'd miscalculated, because we were now stacked against a giant tree right on the edge of the road looking down into the valley. And down there, 100 feet below us, was a pile of something that had once been a rich, expensive automobile full of rich, cheap thugs. And around it, no one stirred.
Ham? Oh, darling, are you all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so, Cora. How about you?
I'm all right.
How about the rest of you?
I'm okay. Shaking up, that's all.
I busted my lip. Look.
I'll never put my bass back together again.
Yeah. At least we're all alive. Except poor Thurber. Well, what do you say we get out and take a walk into town? This is a job for the John Laws. Well, that's the coda. It was the last engagement of the Windy City Six. We went out with a full arrangement and a big finish. It was in all the papers. Maybe you saw the spread. The boys on the front page, Mike Donovan and company in Vital Statistics, and Cora and me in the social columns. Yeah, we did it. Complete with old shoes and new rice. If you ever happen to get up Norrisburg way on a curve that turns on a steep hillside, with an old scarred tree looking down into the valley, take five and listen. Maybe you can still hear an old clarinet squeaking on the high notes. Or if the light's right, maybe you could even catch the pale ghost of a big gunman with homicide in his eyes looking around. Looking around for a drummer who saw him kill.
Suspense is produced and directed by Elliot Lewis, with music composed by Lucian Morawek and conducted by Lud Gluskin. Portions of this program were transcribed. Tonight's cast included Mary Jane Croft and Edmund MacDonald. The Windy City Six was written for Suspense by E. Jack Newman and John Michael Hayes. Fred Beck Murray may currently be seen in the RKO picture Never a Dull Moment.
And remember, next week on Suspense, Miss Agnes Moorhead as a woman who finds a letter warning of death and has only 3 hours to deliver it. A tale we call The Death Parade.
From February 8th of 1951, and although I mentioned earlier that star Fred McMurray was an accomplished woodwind player, the jazz music in that broadcast indeed performed by the popular group Red Nichols and His Five Pennies. I'm Greg Butler. Coming up next on Wind Radio was our weekly visit with yours truly, Johnny Dollar. I'll share with you the second installment of the Silent Queen matter right after this break.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
He knows who you are, he knows what you did, and he's back with another collection of strange stories in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Whistler Grave Secret.
This isn't a sudden thing, Alice. Not the purple rage that swept over so many of my clients.
John, now wait a minute.
You'd be surprised how carefully I've planned this.
You won't get away with it. Paul Bond is on his way here. He'll find me.
I know that, Alice. That's the way I planned it.
For a limited time, get The Whistler Grave Secret for 50% off. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SECRET77 to pay just $19.99. But beware, if you delay, you may begin to fear that you have waited too long.
And then suddenly panic strikes as you hear footsteps behind you. Steady, relentless, keeping pace with you.
At every step, this sly, scornful voice will whisper in your ear. Give in to Radio Noir at its finest, with 20 tense tales starring Bill Foreman as the Whistler. Order The Whistler Grave Secret today and save 50%. Yes, pay just $19.99.
You're too late, aren't you, John? Someone has opened the outer door of your apartment. You're sure it's Paul Bond. Now it's either your life or his. Hurriedly, you reach over, snap off the lights. And as the footsteps move towards you, you reach into the desk drawer for a gun, afraid even to breathe.
This offer won't live forever, so pay only $19.99 for The Whistler Grave Secret today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code SECRET77 to get 50% off. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Convenience, efficiency, energy savings, and environmental benefits. These are all advantages of the modern smart home. Zane Jaffer from Best Buy is an expert on smart home tech, and so we asked him for his favorite smart home benefit.
Safety is another big advantage for consumers right now. So you look at categories like smart smoke detectors or even water leak sensors, basically allowing customers to be alerted for any potential hazards. And I think that's a pretty big benefit. One of my favorite benefits of the smart home category is automation. And one of my favorite ones that people always talk about is kind of a good morning routine. So basically the lights come on, the thermostat adjusts the heating for you, and then you start the coffee maker, and that can all happen in one single command.
Find a huge selection of smart devices at BestBuy.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time for our latest Johnny Dollar storyline. Here is part two of the Silent Queen matter, which originally played out in the fall of 1956. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
I understand you've been trying to get in touch with me, Dollar.
That's right.
Okay, what's up?
I got some news for you, Sergeant. Mavis Gale was once married to a small-time movie actor named Tom Sanford. Seems he was murdered during a hunting trip in the Sierra some 27 years ago.
So?
Mavis Gale just identified Barney Slade as Tom Sanford.
What?
Same man, Sergeant.
She's still at the mortuary?
Yeah, the manager's office.
I'll be over in 5 minutes.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Ocean Park, California, to State Unity Life Home Office, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Silent Queen matter. Expense account continued. Item 4, 10 cents, a cup of black coffee from Mavis Gale, Queen of the Silent Flickers. While she drank it, I elbowed my way past Barney Slade's friends gathered in the hall just outside the mortuary office and walked out to the street to do a little quiet thinking. I didn't have time.
Excuse me, Mr. Dollar.
Hmm? Oh,
Is it a fact about Mavis Gale? I mean, she was Barney's wife?
Well, where'd you pick that up?
Well, Mort thought he heard her say so.
Mort?
A manager of the funeral parlor. You were in his office, helped carry Miss Gale there. Is it a fact, Mr. Dollar?
How do you know my name?
I was gabbing with Twyla earlier tonight. She's the girl at the change desk in the Penny Arcade.
I know.
Then I seen you and Sergeant McKay come out of Barney's apartment.
Who are you?
Frank Jessup. I run the mermaid bit over on the pier. You know, 3 baseballs for a quarter and you...
You try to dunk the doll in the water tank, yeah.
I figure Mort heard right that Mavis Gale used to be Barney's wife.
Well, that's what the lady said.
How do you like that? Old Barney married all this time into that Mavis Gale, old-time movie star. Never breathed a word of it to any of us. Sure can't get over it. And him being a picture player in the old days, too.
Yeah. Do you recall ever seeing her around the arcade, Mr. Jessup?
Nope. Think I would have recognized her tonight when she came in the mortuary. Real handsome woman.
Can you think of anyone Barney might have told about his past?
Well, I don't think any of his friends knew Mr. Dollar.
Including Twyla James?
Well, why do you ask that?
Has she been with him long?
Close to 5 years. What are you driving at, Mr. Dollar?
Barney was still a pretty good-looking guy.
She liked him a lot.
And vice versa?
Barney never talked it over with me.
What did he talk about?
Well, fishing mostly, and pinochle. He was crazy about pinochle. Best I ever played with.
You play often?
Average couple times a week.
In Barney's apartment?
Barney was kind of funny about that. None of us ever set foot in his place. Most of the time we played over at my bungalow or on Sam's boat.
I see.
Say, you being an insurance investigator and all, I was wondering, was Mavis Gale...
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Jessup. This is Sergeant McKay. Well, you said 5 minutes, Sergeant. You made it to 3.
She's still in there, Dollar?
Yeah.
Nice turnout of Barney's friends. Only they're all out in the hall.
Well, things got sort of frantic when Mavis took her nosedive. They wanted to find out why, I guess.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. Mort knows it around.
Is he in the office with her?
And the chauffeur. His name's Ronald.
I'll send them both out. I want to talk to Mavis Gale alone.
I don't think you'll get much out of her. She really fell apart at the seams. As it turned out, I was right. At least about McKay not getting much out of Mavis Gale. She came out of the office a minute or so later with McKay and the chauffeur on either side, and I went along with the mourners into the street. They helped her inside the big blue Cadillac, and she slumped down as far as she could get in the back seat, covered her face with a handkerchief. Then she was gone.
Okay, you people, break it up. You came here to see Barney, remember?
Sergeant.
What is it, Dollar?
Would you happen to remember Mavis Gale from the old days, when she was a star, I mean?
Yeah, I guess so.
Was she a pretty good actress?
I'd say she was.
Do you think she still is?
If you're referring to that fainting spell, Dollar, you tell me you saw it.
It looked pretty genuine.
So?
I just wondered is all. Just wondered. Expense account items 5 and 6, $4.60, one morning newspaper and cab fare to Mavis Gale's Bel Air home. Now that Barney Slade had been identified as Tom Sanford, husband of the old-time movie queen, the affair was splattered all over the front pages. There was also a complete account of the 27-year-old murder case in which this same Tom Sanford had presumably been killed with a shotgun blast during a hunting trip. The big wide gates of the ex-movie queen's estate were locked when I got there, but there was a phone close by. I picked it up, leaned on the buzzer. No answer. Nothing. Then I saw the car coming down the drive. I recognized Sergeant McKay at the wheel.
Morning, Dollar.
Hi. You have a special pass to this place?
If you're figuring on having a talk with Mavis Gale, you better put it off. Doctor's orders.
Still suffering from shock, huh?
Yeah, and I figure she's leveling.
According to the newspaper, she and Tom had a pretty stormy time of it during their brief marriage.
She was a star and he wasn't. Maybe that had something to do with it. She was also pretty popular in the film colony.
Well, Tom had a few buddies, too. At least four. The men who went on that hunting trip with him.
The case was investigated pretty thoroughly. They came out of it clean.
You know, it'd be interesting to find out who wanted Tom Sanford dead, though, wouldn't it?
The fellow hunter who got his face blown off by a shotgun blast wanted Sanford dead. Only apparently Sanford beat him to the draw, right?
Do you think somebody might have hired that would-be killer who instead became the victim?
What are you getting at?
So the person who did the hiring thought the mission accomplished, but then recently learned that Tom Sanford was still alive, posing as Barney Slade.
You really have an imagination.
So this time he does the job himself.
Or herself.
It's possible.
Look, I know Mavis Gale stands to collect $25,000 insurance.
Unless.
Oh, sure, unless you can hang it on her. Two attempts on hubby Tom Sanford.
I'm not trying to hang this on anybody, Sergeant. The insurance company hired me to turn in a report, and they'll pay off according to that report. I just want to be sure, that's all.
Okay, relax. If you're going back to the beach, get in.
Oh, thanks. Why do you think he did it, Sergeant?
Why do I think who did what?
Sanford. 27 years ago on a hunting trip. Why do you suppose he planted his identification and clothing on the man who tried to kill him and vanished?
Who knows? Maybe he was in a jam. Like the idea of letting the world believe he was dead.
And how about those question marks on Mavis Gale's photographs? A tie in there, maybe?
We've been through that. Barney could have made those marks himself.
Well, then here's a thought. Barney, or Sanford, whichever you want to call him, might have wondered, could his wife have hired the killer? And is that why he drew those question marks?
I thought you decided the killer drew them.
All right, assume the killer drew them. Why?
You tell me.
Well, it would certainly attract attention to Mavis Gale, wouldn't it?
And Eliminator is a possible suspect?
As far as Barney Slade's death is concerned, yes.
You're really determined to go after this woman, aren't you?
Look, McKay, I told you
all. Okay. Assuming the killer drew those question marks to direct attention to Mavis Gale, why would he want to do that?
I can make a guess. Can't you?
Yeah. Could be blackmail. But why wait all these years?
For the simple reason he just picked up a little information recently. Maybe he got it from one of the men who were on that hunting trip.
Think they're still around?
Stay tuned for more Johnny Dollar right after this short break on When Radio Was.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
And now let's wrap up this episode of Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
Expense account item 7, $10.50, cab fare and tips. It took me that long to find Milo Martin, actor's agent, one of the men who had been on that hunting trip 27 years ago. He operated out of a plush suite of offices on the Sunset Strip. He wasn't in, but his secretary, a friendly and eager little doll named Lana, gave me a list of places where I might find him. I finally did. Out on a ranch near Chatsworth, where a movie company was filming an epic. Yep, a western. What else? Milo Martin was short and round. He wore cowboy boots, dungarees, no shirt. He was sitting on a wide flat rock, sunning himself.
Oh, yes, Mr. Dollar. I read about it in the morning paper. It came as a tremendous shock. Tom, alive all these years, it's incredible. It's fantastic.
Well, according to newspaper accounts, you were the one who first discovered the body that day, 27 years ago.
A horrible experience, terrifying, and never forget it. We had been searching the hills all night, and then in the cold gray of dawn, there he was in the ravine. Tom.
Only it wasn't Tom.
But the police are certain? I mean to say that...
Muskeel positively identified the man known as Barney Slade to be Tom Sanford.
Running at Penny Arcade in Ocean Park. It's incredible. Well, then who was the man I found in that ravine?
We don't know. We may never know.
And he wanted to kill Tom. But why?
You have no idea why anyone would have wanted to do away with
him? No, of course not. Oh, I knew Tom was a wild sort. He never got along with most people, but, well, to resort to murder.
You were his agent, weren't you, Mr. Martin?
Yes, yes, I was. I must confess I only took him on as a client to please Mavis.
Oh, you also represented Miss Gale.
I did. She was... Well, she still is a truly wonderful person, Mr. Dollar.
I understand the two of them weren't getting along too well.
Oh, That would be putting it mildly, Mr. Dollar. It was one frightful row after another. Wild, hysterical sort of row.
What did they quarrel about?
Well, Tom was quite a gambler, and he also drank rather heavily. And he also fancied himself as quite a ladies' man.
And this made her sore.
He was also extremely jealous.
Oh? Mavis ever give him good cause to be?
No, of course not. No, he was always imagining all sorts of fantastic things about her. Actually, she was very much in love with him. That was my impression, at least.
Tell me, Mr. Martin, those other men who were on the hunting trip, are they still around?
Well, let me see now. There's Trev, for one. Trev, that's Francis Trevelyan, used to be Miss Gale's cameraman, independent producer now. His pictures aren't very good, but they make money.
Well, how about this Jarvis Pocket?
Jarv? Let me think now. Oh, excuse me. You ready, doll? Okay. That's Saul, the director. He's a friend of mine.
Look, about
you like stage coaches, Mr. Dollar?
Well, I can take him or leave him. Look, what
come
about
along.
This?
They're finished up here. We'll ride the coach back to the ranch house. It's only a few miles, maybe five.
And this attraction?
Oh, you'll love it. All right, now, yep. Get aboard, Mr. Dollar.
Oh, brother. Hey, it's not too roomy, is it?
Okay, doll. Let it go. Oh, how do you like it, Mr. Dollar?
I know how John Wayne feels.
Let me see now. You were asking about...
Jarvis Pocket.
Now, faster, doll. Oh. Faster.
Oh, come on now. Expense account. Item 8, 81 cents. One bottle of rubbing alcohol. It was late that afternoon when I got back to my hotel, but before I could use the alcohol in my aching bones, the phone rang. Johnny Dollar.
McKay here. This time I got news for you, Dollar. You ought to be real pleased.
Wait till I sit down. Oh, on second thought, maybe I won't. Okay, Sarge, let's have it.
Mavis Gale said she didn't know her husband was alive all these years, that he was using the name Barney Slade, running that arcade in Ocean Park.
So?
So maybe she didn't tell us the truth.
What do you mean?
We got a witness, Dollar. Someone who saw Mavis Gale hanging around the Penny Arcade two nights before the murder.
Now here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a bowl of lentil soup, and I almost wind up in a cemetery. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Adrian John Doe, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Part 2 of the Silent Queen matter, which originally aired in late October, early November 1956. We'll present the third installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard Fred McMurray in Suspense. And my question is about that actor's personal life. Following the death of his first wife in 1953, he remarried, this time to a musical actress, once dubbed the next Betty Grable. Can you name her? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Now when I was a young boy, at the age of five.
MusicRewind.com praises and celebrates the Blues Bible, an amazing compilation of 60 original blues classics on 3 CDs.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you right down.
Order the Blues Bible now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98, an unbelievable value for 60 songs on 3 CDs. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code BLUES33.
E-ball is going on.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember Blues 33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. MusicRewind.com can help expand your music collection. Choose classic CD instrumental compilations such as Moon River Great Instrumental Hits. Harmonica Blues, A Summer Place. The best 100 classical hits album, Ace of Spades, guitar instrumentals, and many more. Go to MusicRewind.com to find all your favorite music, plus get 20% off. Buy as much as you want and save 20% on your entire order with promo code SAVE20. There's jazz, rock, orchestral, classical, easy listening, blues, and even polka at MusicRewind.com today. Remember promo code SAVE20. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. Make sure you don't forget our guys on the east side. This short request between Erie County Legislator April Baskin and Bob James of Buffalo Blues for Vets led to a year-long study on how veterans in East Buffalo have a different set of needs. Vet Info is driving new projects funded by the music charity where James is a director. That charity has raised over $260,000 for 31 nonprofits serving veterans and military families by engaging over 250 musicians to donate their time and talent playing over 80 music fundraisers. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we were talking about Fred McMurray's second wife. They got married in 1954, and she was once dubbed the future Betty Grable. Now, she did have a few successes in Hollywood musicals, but never quite reached the level of Grable's career, and pretty much retired after becoming Mrs. Fred McMurray. The answer is June Haver. I'm Greg Bell, and we're all out of time, but please remember to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.